fight for the future is now. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
It's also been rumored that the Little Mermaid may have been also been used as a translator, but we're still looking into those facts. But if it comes out that the president was using the Little Mermaid and Aquaman as a go-between between the city of Atlantis and the Loch Ness Monster, surely the president is done. Surely that's it for the president, and he just has to be impeached, folks. We cannot have a president that colludes with the Loch Ness Monster. We cannot have a president that puts the city of Atlantis over the United States of America. We just cannot stand for this, ladies and gentlemen. And yes, yes indeed, SpongeBob SquarePants is the whistleblower. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. I know that this is dire. I know that this is tough for America to take, that the president colluded with the city of Atlantis and the Loch Ness Monster, and that he used the Little Mermaid and Aquaman as a go-between. So now they're caught up in this too. I mean, so now we can blame the president for destroying American icons like the Little Mermaid and Aquaman. And it was SpongeBob SquarePants that was the whistleblower. And if you believe this, you probably believe Russian collusion. If you believe this, you probably believe Trump is racist. If you believe this, you probably think that President Trump is the problem with Washington, D.C. Because that's about how ridiculous all of this is, ladies and gentlemen. And that's how ridiculous it's become now with the impeachment scam moving on to the Senate here today. A total scam, a total seditious scam by the Democrats. And you know, remember...
That was, of course, Owen Schroyer explaining the case against Trump. SpongeBob has it all. Owen is still in Washington, D.C. I'm here in the chair, but we have Owen connecting to us live from the InfoWars battle tank. Owen, are you there? Are you? What news do you have about SpongeBob?
Yes. Yes, we are in the InfoWars battle tank right now. Yes, Tom, we did give the exclusive right here earlier. President Trump has been caught colluding with the city of Atlantis. SpongeBob SquarePants was a go-between. The Loch Ness Monster. Aquaman was involved as well. This is the impeachment scandal of the decade. Of course, there's about as much truth to that as there is to the actual impeachment narrative, whether it's about Ukraine or whether it's about Russia. It's all a bunch of BS. And it's funny, we're going to air a report I just shot a second ago where I'm actually talking to the Remove Trump protesters. And I say, hey, why should Trump be impeached, or why is he being impeached? They don't know. They literally don't know. They don't know if it's Ukraine or if it's Russia or if it's grabbing by the pee or if it's Stormy Daniels or if it's Michael Cohen. They have no idea. They just want him out of office because they don't like him. And it's so easy to expose these people, but Tom, they've made a major gaffe here. They ended up moving forward on impeachment with the Ukraine phone call. The problem is Nancy Pelosi admitted that they started this impeachment process against Trump before the phone call even happened. So that should shut down the entire thing. Now, I don't know why the Republicans are so dumb that they can't figure that out. This whole impeachment scandal could be shut down tomorrow if one Republican has an IQ. They can't impeach a president for something he literally didn't do. And Nancy Pelosi admitted they started the impeachment process before the alleged phone call even happened. So we'll see if any of the Republicans have the wherewithal to point that out, as I did earlier today.
Well, you're absolutely correct, Owen. I mean, the Republican Party, Mitch McConnell, the turtleneck loser, has it within his power to end this absolutely anytime he wants. And they've kind of hinted that this might happen. But as of yet, the American people are left in limbo, wondering how long this charade is going to continue. I'm Tom Papert sitting here. We are live with Owen Schroyer from the InfoWars Battle Tank on the War Room. Do not go away. We will be back after this very short break.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Capitol Hill here, and we're trying to figure out what kind of stuff we can do around here right now. Obviously, there's very strict rules, and in fact, Mitch McConnell has made it even harder for media to get any access to the Senate floor today as the impeachment trial is ongoing. So we walk in, and we're like, what are we going to do? And then, we find these guys, the impeached Trump group. So let's go find out if they have any idea why Trump should be impeached, and I'll go ahead and school them on the issues. So can you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached? What is your reason? You're not here to speak, you're just here to stay. Is that because you don't know the reason?
Leslie.
Impeached already.
You don't know the reason, do you?
He's impeached already.
So I'm going to dominate them. Let's dominate them. So here's the truth about Trump's impeachment. They're claiming that Trump's impeachment is for Ukrainian quid pro quo. The only problem is Nancy Pelosi, who advanced the articles of impeachment to the Senate, admitted that they started this inquiry before Trump was even president. So how can they impeach Trump for something he did as president?
You're in the way.
So how can you not touch my cameraman, please?
Stop lying.
Here we go. Yeah, let's get him going. So here's the 5 minutes of hate. They'll deny the reality that Nancy Pelosi admitted that they started the impeachment process before Trump became president. So how?
It's bullshit.
No, that's sir, let me talk. Would you like to talk? What is Trump being impeached for? Sir, I will talk to you. I'll explain the truth. Trump is being impeached for what?
Any article of impeachment.
No, what? What are they bringing forward? Why?
Why?
What was it? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? None of you can. Because you... No, that's not true. It was Ukraine. It was the phone call with Ukraine. So they don't even know why. They don't even know why Trump was impeached. It was the phone call with Ukraine. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi admitted they started the impeachment process before the phone call ever happened. So they were... No, sir, explain to me what he's being impeached for.
She did not start it before.
No, she said that on a national televised interview.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, maybe you should look into it.
I will look at it.
You should, but why should Trump be impeached? What did he do? You're out here protesting.
Look, I think I'm an impeachment.
Yeah, this guy again. So there you go. Another impeached Trump crowd that can't say why Trump should be impeached. You can go to every impeached Trump rally in this country, and not one of them can say why Trump should be impeached. Not one of them. And if they were real activists, that had any truth to their movement, they could answer a single question. You guys are all frauds. You've all been deceived. Sir, I can explain things. How is that, man? But why is he impeached? Why is he impeached, though? So they can't answer. None of them can answer.
Why are you alone?
None of them can answer.
Are you first?
One you?
All right. Well, I'm not allowed to talk to the mentally defective here. You're not allowed to speak to the mentally ill.
Flawless victory.
Welcome back. That was, of course, Owen Schroyer confronting the deranged leftists earlier today. And Owen, that's a tactic that I've seen before. They always do literally 5 minutes of hate. They get all the photo ops taken. The media comes and says that, oh, there were millions of them, hundreds of thousands of protesters to send. And then they disappear. They fold into the crowd. That was quite well done, Owen. Thanks for the video. That was fantastic.
Well, and actually, that was actually a small cut of the entire video that's 10 minutes long. What ends up happening is, yeah, they scatter like cockroaches at the sight of a light. And they, what they had to do, though, was they had to get in one of these lines, like a queuing line. And so what ended up happening is I stood there and I got to ask each one of them one by one why Trump should be impeached or why he was impeached. And they couldn't answer a single one. So literally, the impeached Trump group doesn't know why Trump was impeached, doesn't know why he should be impeached. They just come out there, wear their shirts, get bossed around by these leftist organizers. And it's pathetic. Again, if you're an activist, how can you not answer a single question about your activism? How can you not answer a single question about what you're out here raising awareness for? It shows you how it's all fraudulent. It's all fake. These people are fueled by hatred and vitriol for Donald Trump. And that's all. That's all it is. And guess what? You can't impeach a president because you don't like him.
So, Owen, I'm curious. Obviously, we saw it was either a security guard or D.C. Park police, perhaps. Why were they escorting you away from the protesters, and how did that end?
Yeah, so basically, they just said, hey, you know, you're causing a bit of a scene here. You know, you can be here, you can talk to these people, but just, you know, you're a loud, obnoxious person, so please lower your voice, to which I respectfully agreed and obliged.
Good for you. Good for you. And good for them to actually let it continue. So I'm sure the full video is going to be up at band.video, but did you pull up in the InfoWars battle tank? What has been the reaction? Are you getting, is the pink hat brigade out in full force trying to hurl you, physically remove you? What's the public's reaction to you?
Well, the battle tank has a bit of a reputation around DC now. In fact, we were told that they were talking about it inside the halls of Congress. And people that came in were buzzing about it, saying, oh, it's so obnoxious. Oh, I can't believe that guy goes out there and talks about how the impeachment is a scam. How dare he? And you know that they got pressure from some you know, liberal, progressive Democrats that work inside probably these police units that want to get us shut down. But we know our laws. We're obeying the laws. And, you know, it sucks that free speech gets limited in this country, but it is what it is. And we follow the laws and we come out here. And we still do our it's our activism. I can actually answer questions about what I'm doing out here. Thank you. And people love it. I mean, this battle tank is legendary. I feel like I'm like the king of a country right now. I'm waving to people. Hello. Hello to all the people. So it'd be fun. But, you know, makes sense for us to be in the battle tank hosting the war room. I don't think it can go any other way.
That's incredibly accurate. It's only a couple months old, the battle tank, but it is already absolutely infamous, which is fantastic. So, Owen, I know you've been interviewing people today, but of course, today has been a messy day for the Democrats when it comes to the start of this giant impeachment trial. We've seen a bunch of bloviating from the usual people. Nadler got his penguin costume back on and bloviated for about an hour this morning, it seemed like. How do you think things are going? What's the feeling on the ground in D.C.?
Man, I'll tell you, aside from just the deranged leftists, there is no support for impeachment out here. I mean, none. And we ride around in this thing, and we get thumbs up, and we get people clapping us and cheering us on. We speak positively about president. We talk about how corrupt the impeachment is. And we had a whole group of people multiple times walk by in front of the battle truck, and I started making my riffs about how Trump colludes with the Little Mermaid, and Trump colluded with the Beard of Zeus, or Trump colluded with the Tooth Fairy, and everybody laughs and says, ha, that's funny, yeah, it's all a joke. But you know, the impeachment scam is wearing thin, the impeachment scam is not working, everybody knows these Democrats are a bunch of lying scumbags, but here's what's interesting if you're a Democrat. Not just is your current leadership of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer embarrassing you and destroying the party from within, now the presidential race is destroying the party as well, with Bernie Sanders supporters writing op-eds about how corrupt Joe Biden is, which is accurate. And then Bernie Sanders comes out and says, nope, Biden is not corrupt. He's good. I mean, what is that going to do to Bernie Sanders' base? You have Bernie Sanders' base feuding with Hillary Clinton, who, you know, they're probably going to try to delegate vote in at a convention coming up during this summer. So the Democrat Party is in total shambles right now. And the fact that Hillary Clinton is their best option still to this day shows you how they cannot move past the 2016 election. They cannot move past the old guard corrupt Democrat Party. And they're going to have to probably turn to the witch Hillary Clinton to run for president against Trump because they don't have a clear leader.
That's exactly what's – I mean, I think your prediction is dead on. You have an article at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Hillary Clinton says nobody likes Bernie despite, of course, stealing the nomination from him in 2016. And Bernie just seems to take all of this sitting down. It's absolutely pathetic. We've got about 30 seconds left. I just want to quickly remind everybody, and we'll go into it further later, but you can get 40% off the all – or returned, rather, Survival Shield X2. It's back in stock. It was out for a long, long time. So make sure to grab that InfoWarsStore.com. We're here with Owen Schroyer live in the InfoWars Battle Tank. I'm Tom Papert. You are watching The War Room. We'll be right back after this short break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
There's a lot of phony garbage out there in the world. A lot of people that never deliver. Well, I'm here to tell you, InfoWars has delivered in royal flush, in a handful of Ace of Spades, because of God, because of the audience of activists, and because of the great team at InfoWars. And we are all a team, ladies and gentlemen. So right now, humanity's awakening. It's explosive. It's powerful. It's incredible. But there's major obstacles coming down the road, and the only way we can effectively fight the NWO and stay in the game like InfoWars is, the tip of the spear, is your financial support. We make it really easy at InfoWarsStore.com. But I am blowing through our backup money. right now with our reporters doing triple the work they ever have because they volunteered to do it. And Owen and the rest of the crew will fight 18 hours a day, 7 days a week during this election year that's so critical, but they need the financing to put them in the field. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and fight for your own future.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert here with Owen Schroyer, who is live from the InfoWars battle tank in Washington, D.C. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Democrat presidential race. Who is going to be the nominee? Owen, you just pointed out the Bernie Sanders campaign is being stifled by this impeachment push. Bernie actually had to cancel an event earlier today because of the schedule for impeachment. This is after Hillary Clinton again claims that nobody likes Bernie. He's a career politician with no friends at the Senate, which actually to me is a good endorsement of Bernie. But how do you see this impeachment charade further impacting the 2020 election?
Well, Tom, I'm telling you, nobody is buying the impeachment scam. It's only the lowest IQ people you can find. And you can prove this by going and talking to the impeachment protesters, say Trump should be removed. They don't even know why. They literally don't even know why. They don't even know why he was impeached to begin with. Was it Russia? Was it Ukraine? Was it Stormy Daniels? Was it Michael Cohen? Was it the Loch Ness Monster? I don't know. They don't know. Because there is no reason. Why these people hate Trump so much is because the media is telling them to do so. And the media is telling them to do so because the media hates America. Now, you can figure out your own reasons as to why that is. But why would people go against a record economy under President Trump? Why would people go against lowering their taxes like Trump has done? Why would people go against cutting all these regulations so that small businesses can thrive again and even exist in this market and entrepreneurial desires can be met? Why? Because, again, the mainstream corrupt media is telling them to do all this stuff, and they lie about Trump. They lie about Trump and say he's racist. They lie about Trump and say he calls Mexicans this. They lie about Trump and says he had a Muslim ban. All of it's fake. So people are getting it, though, and that's the answer, Tom, is that people are seeing the fraud. People that don't have an IQ of zero are seeing the fraud, and they're running from it. And I can't tell you, more and more popular that Trump gets, you know, first it's, I don't really like Trump. Then it's, well, okay, Trump's all right. Then it's, I kind of like Trump, but I don't really want to say anything. And then it's like, man, that Trump's really doing a good job. And then it's like, dang, let's go, Trump 2020. And so that seems to kind of be the trend, the path that we're experiencing right now where, I mean, look, I think we had less than 150 people, 150 million people vote in the 2016 election. And I think that those non-voters, the people that sat the election out, the people that didn't vote for Trump, I think that they're going to come out and vote for Trump. The Democrats have no reason for people to vote for them. You can't name one reason why to vote for a Democrat except you hate Trump. That's literally the only reason. Unless you like higher taxes and illegal immigration.
Well, and of course, the only popular Democrat candidate, Bernie Sanders, is being marginalized yet again. I mean, you have Elizabeth Warren stealing all of his ideas. You have the former nominee, Hillary Clinton, bashing him in interviews. And Bernie, of course, for his part, simply shrugs it all off and is disgustingly inhumanly polite with these people, which just proves, of course, that he's controlled. And Owen, I want to point out that you are totally on target here when it comes to support for Trump becoming more, not just greater in number, but more mainstream. Just last night, we had Conor McGregor, the UFC legend from Ireland, of all places, which is so far left, it makes Bernie look right. Conor McGregor reached out to Trump and said he loves President Trump. You had, of course, Kanye West a couple years ago, and the list keeps growing. Meanwhile, the left has people like Alyssa Milano, who describe what happened yesterday, the Lobby Day rally that you covered brilliantly. They describe that as terrorism. So these the people on the left are becoming more and more insane, where the people on the right are becoming more and more normal and popular. So, Owen, I do have to take my hat off to you, because you and InfoWars are a lot of the reason why this is happening. People are absolutely turning around and realizing, hey, these people who have been banned, these people who have been silenced, that are now showing up in armored vehicles with bullhorns, maybe they're the cool ones. Maybe they're the cool kids. So congratulations for that. What is your prediction as we go further into this week, further into the impeachment charade? Are the Democrats going to get any good talking points, or is this going to be a flawless victory for the Republicans?
Well, let me just say this. I'm not saying I'm Conor McGregor, but have you ever seen us in the same place at the same time?
I don't know what were you doing on Sunday night? I'm not sure where you were. Was it Saturday? 40 seconds? Was that you, Owen?
It only took 40 seconds, so I mean, you know, I can get in and out real quick. But let me just add this too to what you just said. You know, Project Veritas is continuing to expose the Bernie Sanders campaign for the radical, violent communists that they are. They talk about throwing people in gulags. They talk about starting riots on the streets. This is all come out from the Bernie Sanders campaign. Raw video. They're admitting it. And yet, on Twitter, when Expose 2020 is trending, what does Twitter do? Twitter rigs their algorithms, and they say, I stand with Bernie is trending, instead of Expose 2020 that gets millions of views. So it's nice to know where Twitter stands on the issue. Oh, yeah, if you're a violent communist that calls for violent revolutions in the streets and throwing people in gulags, then we're going to make sure that you are empowered. But if you're an American that exposes this, we're going to make sure that you're drowned out and silent. But again, and here's the power of what happened yesterday at the Second Amendment rally in Virginia. The power of that was America's united, we're in numbers, we're in force, and look, we're going to go to the polls, and we're going to vote for President Trump, and we're going to go to the polls, and we're going to peacefully try to defeat all the election meddling and all the election fraud that the Democrats engage in. But, if you take away that ability, if you take away our free speech, if you take away our Second Amendment, guess what? It's game on, buddy. It's the great boogaloo. And I'm glad that yesterday happened in such a peaceful manner, but let me tell you, that's what it's going to look like if they remove President Trump from office, if you catch my drift, Tom.
Well, that's right. And it was an extremely peaceful event yesterday. I mean, you've got 20, 30, 50,000 people all with guns. And I've been told that was some of the nicest folks you can imagine. You would not want to make them angry. So following up on what you just mentioned, yes, Bernie Sanders has been exposed yet again. His campaign is full of, quote, avowed communists. That's what Martin Weisgerber calls himself, an avowed communist. He says he'll straight up get armed. He will do anything he can to see these gulags brought to life. I mean, you've got now two of them, and I guarantee you this is endemic within the Bernie campaign's lower ranks. They're all about communists, I would bet just about anything. But this article is, of course, newswars.com. It's new undercover video from Project Veritas. This time it comes out of South Carolina, totally different state. You can connect this guy to our marijuana enthusiast friend from Iowa. This is a completely different, insane person. So, Owen, we've got about 30 seconds left, but what about Bernie attracts these communists?
Well, we know who Bernie Sanders is. He really is the biggest threat to America, probably outside of the globalist agenda, trying to bring communism to America. The violent communists finally have a voice, and he's going to pass the torch to Cortez, who's even more dangerous. But, you know, I really think that America is awakened to this. And we got cancer with the communism, we got cancer with the deep state, and we got the cancer of the indoctrination of the children.
Looks like we're having some slight signal issues with Owen. He'll be joining us again next segment. We're going to have him for the rest of this hour. Then he will be here for the third hour. I'm Tom Papert, NationalFile.com. You're watching War Room. We'll be right back after this break.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free. the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist. Because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. 25 years ago, when I first began broadcasting, I was a realist and I was honest with the listeners. America was in a coma. We were being absolutely poisoned physically, culturally, and spiritually. The New World Order was running rampant because the public was asleep. Fast forward to this year, in 2020, and to see Soros spend over $100 million on the Women's March here in D.C. and in Los Angeles, and they might have had 30,000 people, maybe. They had 5 million 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. I was here. That is emblematic of how his money and Chi-Com money cannot buy them the AstroTurf anymore. So, yes, the awakening's happened, but we're not out of the woods. The globalists are going to throw a bunch of Hail Marys during this Trump Senate trial, and we're going to be covering it live from D.C. at band.video. Please be Paul Revere and share this link.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Welcome back to The War Room. I'm Tom Papert, filling the chair here as we connect with Owen, who is live from the InfoWars Battle Tank in Washington, D.C. So, Owen, I wanted to bring this to your attention. Oh, it sounds like Owen is having fun with the denizens of D.C., but I wanted to bring this to your attention. We have a new article out at nationalfile.com, and you were there yesterday at this massive rally, tens of thousands of people all uniting to defend the Second Amendment. We now know at National File, we talked to a source with top-level, top-secret clearance who confirmed he saw the information that Ralph Northam, blackface governor Ralph Northam, used to make his decision. There was never a threat. There There was never a hint that there might be violence. There was nothing to suggest that a national emergency, a state-level emergency, might be warranted. The Republicans, by the way, had access to this same top-secret security briefing. They knew that. They did not go on offense. So now it's totally exposed, nationalfile.com, that Ralph Northam just wanted to do this for his own selfish purposes. He wanted it to be Charlottesville 2.0. He wanted to scare people into staying home. And instead, I mean, oh, and the video that you and InfoWars and National File got yesterday was amazing, unbelievable. It is such a bold-faced lie to say this and have it thrown back in your face like this. I think that this guy, this Ralph Northam, this black-faced Ku Klux Klan member, whatever the hell he is, this could not have gone any worse for him.
Well, and you know, I'm actually glad you brought that up, Tom, because in this story particular, and many stories, but this is a perfect example of how InfoWars was the nail and then National File was the hammer. What am I talking about? If you go back to my coverage of Ralph Northam saying this, I believe it was last Monday, I think is when he had his press conference, I said exactly what you confirmed on the National File. I said, he's lying. He has no proof. They're going to try to frame some patriot to have a self-fulfilling prophecy, and they all got caught. And so that was us putting the nail, saying, nope, this is a lie. Here's the nail. Boop. And then here comes National File, like, yep, here's the documents, the hammer. Bang. Nailing it down. So again, look, these people are predictable. We know who they are. I mean, look, the truth is it's not that hard. If the Democrats' lips are moving and words are coming out, it's pretty much a guarantee they're lying.
That's a fair point, and that's very fair, and thank you very much. That's a kind thing to say, and this is absolutely, I mean, it would be mind-blowing, but you're kind of right. It's almost to be expected, but the fact that this guy would lie, it's amazing that he's in office, and I think it comes down to what you were talking about earlier, Owen. The Virginia GOP is not that different from the national GOP, from the Senate GOP, where they have the power to end impeachment with a moment's notice and finally let the country get back to normal.
So glad you brought this up, and I just want to raise awareness for an individual right now. I forget his name. Maybe the crew can find it out. There's an individual from Virginia running against Mark Warner. Now, Mark Warner is one of the most corrupt dirtbag Democrats that you're going to find in Congress, and the Republican that's going to be running against him is a former Marine, served tours overseas, well-spoken, conservative, Christian values, big Second Amendment guy. He was out at the rally, too. So this is where the rubber's going to meet the road. And I don't know if 2020 is the year where we finally drain the swamp politically with people in the polls voting, or if it's going to kind of be a slower effect. But we're starting to see the culture change. We're starting to see the society change. And again, that to me is why yesterday was so important, because that was the optics. That was the realest thing that you're going to find of the current state of America. Not these fake impeachment protests. Not these drunken Nancy Pelosi Democrats with Oompa Loompas like Jerry Nadler and pencil-necked, blinky-eyed freaks like Adam Schiff. No, these are the real Americans. God-fearing, American-loving, family-raising, church-attended, gun-toting Americans. And if you step on their throats and if you tread on them, guess what? They're going to show up 100,000 strong to your front door and say, hell no.
Absolutely. And that is the exciting thing. I was just thinking about this, Owen. You've been a cultural warrior now for years. I think it was 2015. You can correct me if I'm wrong. When you, of course, put out the famous video of you confronting the socialists, whatever the hell they were, outside of a Trump rally. How would you say things have changed over the last almost four, maybe over 4 years now?
Well, let's kind of lay this out here, Tom. The video you're referring to, of course, is the Abe Skrillex, Carl the Tuck video. I shouldn't say the first viral video, but that was the first big-time viral video. Put me into the meme culture. Really just cemented me into the political culture. I was kind of doing some other stuff. There were some other viral videos, but that was the big moment. And it was actually a moment of providence. And I'll tell the story, Tom. I don't know. I think we got enough time here. Just cut me off at like 40 seconds, Tom. But basically, Trump had a rally in St. Louis in March of 2016, and I just went to attend with my father and with my friend. My father actually wasn't a Trump supporter at the time. Me and my friend were. My father liked Trump, or excuse me, liked Cruz. He's on Trump now. But anyway, I just went there to attend the rally. I got there 2 hours early. There was already a line a mile long outside of the Peabody Opera House. So I knew I wasn't going to get in at that point. I said, okay, well, I'll stand out and hang out here, you know, check out the scenes, whatever. And I'm talking to my buddy about why I like Trump. I'm talking to my dad about why I like Trump. And these people are like, you're crazy. You're racist. You're all this stuff. And I'm like, excuse me. And so I just stand my ground, and I'm, like, asking them why they think that. And I'm, you know, raising hell. And it just so happened, and this is God's providence, a cameraman from InfoWars just happened to be there that I'd run into before at Ferguson and at other events. And he was just filming. There were actually about three other moments, exactly like the H. Drillick moments, that never made it because no one was filming. Again, I just showed up to attend the Trump rally. I was going to go to work after. And it just so happened the cameraman was there, filmed the whole thing. Thing I've seen probably a billion times now, but millions of times that day. And, yeah, that cemented me. I got hired at InfoWars. But here's the cultural impact, in my opinion, Tom. If you take that video, that was the first video that really created this new content of confronting Trump protesters, confronting anti-Trumpers, asking them why they don't like Trump, why they feel this way. And they don't know anything. They just end up becoming shrieking zombies and low IQ fools. And so that's now an entire content, a genre of content with all kinds of great people creating similar content, like Caitlin Bennett, like Elijah Schaefer, like Fletcher Cox. The list goes on and on. And so it's just amazing to see that cultural shift. But now, into 2020, I think the new cultural shift, and I'm hoping this becomes the cultural shift, is my moment confronting Jerry Nadler in Congress, and then the slew of people confronting congressmen after that, Democrats specifically, for all their corruption, the illegal impeachment that they're running, the lies against the American people, the division, the sedition, the treason. And that's what I'm hoping the next cultural change is, spurred by InfoWars and myself, is confronting peacefully, legally, and lawfully the corrupt congressmen, specifically the Democrats, trying to illegally remove the president right now.
Well, you said that exactly correct.
And that's what happened in Virginia, Tom. That's what happened in Virginia, and we need more of it.
Well, you said that exactly correctly, Owen. It's spurred by InfoWars, and now, of course, it's happening all over. We're seeing even the corrupt members, or the less, let's say, right on the issue members of the Republican Party being confronted, where we have the gun-grabbing pirate from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, is being confronted. We have, of course, Joe Biden, an InfoWars viewer just a couple weeks ago, confronted him and pointed out, Joe, your son's a crack addict, and here you are lecturing us. We've seen Nadler confronted more times since you started that. Nancy Pelosi has been confronted. This is absolutely, and of course, we're not calling for anything illegal. Do this legally, lawfully, and kindly. Do it with some politeness in your heart. But this is absolutely the way we need to go. And it all started, I think, when Owen Schroyer confronted Abe Skrillex, the Banshee, and Carl the Cuck that day in St. Louis, almost maybe over 4 years ago. I can't believe how long ago this happened. And it's only going to get better from here so long as any of us still have access to the internet or banned up video, because there's ways around the censors clutches. So we will be back. We are, of course, here with Owen Schroyer. He will be here for one more segment. He is live in the InfoWars battle tank in Washington, D.C. He will be back in the third hour as soon as they can get to a studio. So do not go away. We'll have Savannah next hour, but we'll be right back with Owen.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is, that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including
promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert, NationalFile.com, sitting here with Owen, who is coming to us live from the InfoWars Battle Tank. So, Owen, I want to commend you for everything that you're accomplishing out there on the East Coast. First, you were at the Women's March. Yesterday, you were at the massive Lobby Day rally in Virginia, where tens of thousands of gun-loving, God-loving, America-loving patriots went out to protest the unconstitutional restraints on the Second Amendment. Now, of course, you're in D.C. confronting these lunatics, getting some fantastic video, and it seems like having a hell of a lot of fun. I just want to point out to the viewers and the listeners that all of this is possible with your help. We need your help at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the new sales are unbelievable. It feels like it's the year-end sales again already. You can get X2. That is, of course, Survival Shield, 40% off. It's just back in stock. It's been gone, I think, since mid-December. It's finally back. There's a special deal. You can get X2 and X3 together. You can get them 40% off. You can get the Nascent Iodine Power Pack 50% off if you want to try both. Both Ultimate Fish Oil and Prostaguard are back, both at 35% off. We do not know how long these will last at those prices, so make sure to support the InfoWar while supplies last at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 35% off. And of course, our InfoWars Life Select Storable Foods are up up to 50% off. As Owen says, it's insurance you hope you don't need, but it's insurance you can eat. And of course, the top rated Alexa Pure Pro and Alexa Pure Breeze water and air filtration units are 30% off. I've tried both, bought one as a Christmas present, bought one for myself. They are fantastic. And again, 30% off. This is a good way to improve your daily life and to support the InfoWar. Thank you for your support, InfoWarsStore.com. Let Owen stay in D.C. Owen, I know it's cold out there, but the longer we can keep you in that battle tank harassing, and not harassing, that's not the right word, educating these lunatics, the better as far as I'm concerned.
Well, if you guys want me to stay live in the tank for an extra segment or two, I'll do it. But if you notice, if you see my new hat...
I love it. Now, where did this come from?
I got a story. So we're driving along here, and an individual was saying, hey, is that Alex Jones? Is that InfoWars? I said, yeah, this is InfoWars, but it's Owen Schroeder here. And he was like, oh, thumbs up. And he's like, I got a hat for you. And so he gave me this amazing hat. And so I wanted to give his website some love. Guys, love this guy's website with traffic and support. Reva's Funnel Cake. Reva's Funnel Cake. I think you guys may have found the Facebook page or the website. Yeah, there it is right there. Let's plug that page with likes and love from the InfoWars crew, because the guy just gave me now my favorite winter hat. But yeah, so the plan was, as you said, I was going to host the first hour here from the battle tank, as we've been doing, having a blast. I think Savannah Hernandez with Tom Patrick in the second hour, and then as soon as I was ready to go on location, I'd be coming back in the third hour, taking phone calls, and if Emperor Patrick wants to stick around. But it really is interesting to, you know, talking to people on the streets here and getting their reaction, and seeing that the liberals will literally say they like paying taxes because they're that committed to hating Trump. So they'll literally lie, knowingly lie, because they hate Trump that much. Isn't that amazing?
It's fascinating. And what's even more fascinating, I mean, Owen, something that folks forget, I think D.C. voted 91 or 91.5 or 8 or something like that percent Hillary. I mean, that you're supposed to be in the lion's den right now. It's more like the viper's den. It's a pernicious den of snakes, as Ted Cruz would say. And yet you're getting stopped on the street and being gifted items by info warriors. Is this, you've been to D.C. a lot over the past few years, whether it's for the Women's March or when you confronted Little Jerry, is this starting to become more common?
You know, I think what it is, Tom, I think it's just people are not trusting mainstream news anymore. They're trying to find their own information. And then with the younger people, you know, they're looking for fresh content, original content that's not watered down. And there's so much fresh content that the InfoWars is producing. And then there's the added Streisand effect, where it's like, oh, you can't find InfoWars anywhere, so, well, I gotta find InfoWars. It's Will Farber's Streisand effect. So, I think there's a combo of things. But look, our reporting at InfoWars.com has been accurate time and time again, despite all of the mainstream news lying and attacking us. So, eventually it catches on. It's kind of like with Tom Brady. You know, when Tom Brady first came into the NFL, people hated him. Well, now he's the most popular player in the NFL. Why? Because he keeps winning.
That's
kind of like the Tom Brady syndrome, too.
Well,
Trump 2020, the Democrats hate America. Look at that hater. You get that guy around pushing me on? Trump 2020, cut the taxes. Trump 2020, cut the taxes. Trump 2020, America loves Trump. The Democrats hate America. If you want to know why the Democrats hate America, look no further than the record economic growth under President Trump.
Oh, and of course, it looks like you just encountered one of the very few. I mean, so this is fascinating. You've been on with us for about an hour now, and you've seen nothing but love until just this moment. You got a new hat out of this, and then you get somebody flipping you off or screaming at you or something like that. It's totally fascinating, and there it is again. Make sure, for audio listeners, it's Reba's funnel cake. Reba's funnel cake is the nice individual who just gave Owen a brand new winter hat as he mans the InfoWars battle tank. And Owen, I agree with you. I think that InfoWars caused this, and people certainly want to find InfoWars and see InfoWars because Alex Jones is 100% right. He's hilarious. You're 100% right. You're hilarious, and you get these ambush interviews that people never see coming from 100 miles away, and you knock them dead proverbially every single time. But I think it's also bigger than that because it is people waking up. There he is again. Do we have Owen confronting more haters? Oh, okay, I was excited. That's the best part of the battle tank.
Yeah, hey, Tom, I'll just be clear. It's, you know, we're obviously getting the radical haters out here, but it's few and far between. It's mostly support for President Trump, and I think people see through the lies of the Democrat Party. They see through the lies of the mainstream media. And, you know, the rally in Virginia was just another case in point. So whether it's Jussie Smollett faking a hate crime, whether it's, you know, what CNN and Nathan Phillips did for Nicholas Sampson, whether it's the media demonizing gun owners in America, Americans are seeing through the lies. And they're done with it. They're done with the lies of the Democrat Party. They're done with the lies of the mainstream media. And that's why Trump is more popular than ever. He's trying to win elections.
So, Owen, I just want to remind folks that you're going to be in D.C. for now, I believe, the entire rest of this week. And this is going to culminate with the March for Our Lives, or I'm sorry, it's the pro-life march happening this weekend. My goodness, that's David Hogg's thing that I just mentioned. But you're going to be going to this pro-life march this weekend. And you're inviting the viewers, if you are in the area, if you are a War Room InfoWars viewer, please go out and see Owen. Tell us about this. What can folks expect? Is the battle tank going to be there?
No, I will be there marching at the pro-life march. This is something that happens every year, same time. And, you know, this is actually kind of nostalgic for me too, because I used to come to this march every year in high school. My high school would go on a field trip every year to the pro-life march. So I'll be Trump 2020, cut the taxes! Trump 2020, cut the taxes! Sorry, we had some lovers waiting. So yeah, we do the pro-life march. I'm gonna be there on Friday. I'm really excited to walk around. It'll kind of be like the event in Virginia. A bunch of lovers, a bunch of God-fearing Americans, patriots. And, you know, it's really enjoyable to be around those people and talk to them and enjoy the camaraderie versus the hateful, spiteful, vitriolic Trump haters that can't say a word out without spitting on you or cursing at you or calling you a name. So it's a refreshing change of scene from the anti-Trump protesters that are full of hatred and vitriol.
Fantastic. Well, Owen, you have been absolutely killing it this week. As I said, I hope folks will support you by going to InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the links. You've done some phenomenal things. We covered all of your videos from the Women's March earlier this weekend on Saturday. It was absolutely hilarious watching them attempt to physically remove you for the crime of mentioning Jeffrey Epstein. And I just want to remind everybody one more time, these sales are, again, fantastic. I don't know how Alex Jones continues to beat last week's sale every single week and make a profit. But again, it's the one, the only, the Good Halogens Survival Shield X2 is back in stock. It was gone for a very long time, and it's already 40% off. You can get the Nascent Iodine Power Pack. That is both X2 and X3, 50% off if you buy both. These are the Good Halogens. You will have more energy. You will know, after 3 or 4 days of taking it, the difference is unimaginable. And when you remember to do it, when I remember to do it every single day, and I do it religiously, it's like I'm waking up at 4:45 in the morning and I don't know what's going on. I'm like, I slept 4 hours tonight. How on earth is this possible? Then I sit there and I think, well, it's because of the X2. So that's 40% off right now, or get them both. X3 is absolutely delicious to take. They are 50% off if you buy the pack. You're watching War Room. We've had Owen Schroyer. I'm Tom Papert, National File. We'll be back going into hour two. Stay tuned.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, You can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Geraldo Rivera, you've been on the show years ago.
Yes, you were on my show.
Hey, we saw you.
Yeah, I can see
it. How's it going? You out here marching around?
I don't know if you're the most evil.
They're demonizing me with little clips out of context. But I know you're exercising. We'll do a two-minute interview with us.
Okay.
What do you make of the whole impeachment thing and now the Senate trial? Guys, come on over here. We actually get the audio. It's my crew right here, Geraldo Rivera. You've been on the show years ago.
Yes, you were on my show.
That's right. I've been on your show.
I think impeachment is a totally partisan exercise, as witnessed by the fact that not a single Republican joined in it. It is a harbinger, I think, of things in the future of the country when the House is taken over by one party. The president can easily be impeached by the House in a purely political exercise, as I think this is, ultimately.
What do you predict happens?
Oh, I think he, after a lot of agony, the president will be acquitted and the nation will pick up and go on with the electoral process. They should have just waited for the election to decide what the hell to do.
What do you think happens to the Democratic Party? Because it just...
Hey, welcome me. My wife is waiting.
No, I know you got to go, but yeah. I mean, what do you think ends up happening to the Democratic Party in this next election?
I think the country is so divided, Alex, that the Democratic precincts will go Democrat and the Republicans will go Republican. The country will remain absolutely divided, almost exactly in half. And, hopefully a healing will begin. I'd like the president to be kinder and gentler. I'd like the Democrats to be more...
So you're just saying more balkanization. We need to have reconciliation.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you think President Trump's trying to do that after he's acquitted?
I believe that that's what...
All right, Geraldo. Well, good to see you in person.
You too, Alex.
I've been on your show a few times, but online.
Yeah, yeah. You've been demonized enough. You know, I know there's a good side to you.
Yeah, all right. Yes, I got you. Yeah, big side. Geraldo Rivera.
That was, of course, Geraldo Rivera being interviewed by the one, the only, Alex Jones, it looks like, on the streets of D.C. So now we have Savannah Hernandez with us. You are joining us now for this second hour of the War Room. Welcome to the show. What is your take? I don't know if you were there or if you've seen that video before, but I have a feeling this is going to get Geraldo in some trouble over at Fox News. What do you think, Savannah?
I haven't seen that video yet. There's been so much content we've been putting out. We have been in Washington, D.C., Richmond, Virginia. We left last Friday, and it's been nonstop. And, of course, too, you know, in this first minute that I'm on, I immediately want to say thank you to the viewers, because it's you that makes all of this possible, because of all of the support of every single person who goes to InfoWarsStore.com, because they're the patriots who stand up and say, we are going to finance InfoWars to be in Washington, D.C., to be in Richmond, Virginia. It's because of you taking action that we're here. So I just want to give a great shout out to all of our supporters, everyone in the street that listens to us, everyone who goes to the store. We have 40% off X2 right now. It's finally back in stock, a great product. So go check that out. And again, thank you, all of our supporters, because, yeah, it's been nonstop since we left last Friday. We went to the Women's March in Washington, D.C. We went to Richmond, Virginia for that Second Amendment rally. And now we're back in D.C. to cover President Trump's impeachment trials.
And, of course, you're going to be there through the end of the week, where you'll be doing the massive pro-life rally, where, of course, last year, Nicholas Sandman was disparaged by the mainstream media. He's now won some, or got some good settlements, I should say, from CNN. They settled a defamation lawsuit against him. But, Savannah, I do want to point out that this is a golden opportunity for viewers to start your year the right way with InfoWarsStore.com products and supplements, whether it's to help you breathe better. That's, again, 30% off Alexa Pure devices. Or drink better. That's, again, 30% off Alexa Pure, 35% off Prostaguard, and Ultimate Fish Oil, the best you're going to find. Survival Shield X2 finally back in stock. I was starting to get worried. I'm not going to lie. And you can get that for 40% off, or you can get X2 and X3, the Power Pack, 50% off. A lot of these products are still out of stock, so make sure to buy them now while we've got them. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back in 60 seconds with Savannah. Thank you for watching.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
Welcome back to the War Room. This is the second hour. We are joined now by Savannah Hernandez, who has been out in D.C., in Virginia, riding with the gang, the InfoWars cast and crew. Savannah, I don't know if anybody has heard from you since last week, so I'm curious. Now, let's just start with the Women's March. I mean, we learned that Alex Jones now identifies as a goldfish. We saw him wearing the lovely pink hat and joining the dark side. He was welcomed with open arms, actually. We saw Owen Schroyer be ejected, physically removed from the march for daring to talk about Jeffrey Epstein. But what were you doing? What fun did you have at the Women's March?
So I decided to go to the Women's March this year, and I went last year. I went with Owen. I kind of checked out the scene. And this year, I felt really inspired to bring my own feminist message to the march, to march for women, because, of course, we know that that's what this is all about. So I took a big poster that said, only women can have periods. And, you know, I thought this was going to be a great biological statement to bring forth these, you know, periods, pregnancy, childbirth. Those are experiences that are exclusive to women. But we've seen so many articles coming out in the UK. Transgender man gives birth. Men have periods, too. Always actually changed their period packaging. Sorry to our male listeners, but they changed their packaging on period products to be more gender inclusive of males who get their period. And this enraged me because these, again, are experiences that are exclusive to women. Only a woman can get a period. Only a woman can give birth. And only a woman can have a child. And I don't want men taking that away from us. So I went out with my sign. And of course, I got called a transphobe. People were really upset with me. And I was asking them, okay, I get the whole you can identify thing, but can we agree that biologically, if you have a penis, you cannot get a period? And people refused to agree with me. They were so upset. Someone pulled my sign away. Luckily for me, thanks to DefendSavannah.com and Alex Jones, I had two great security guards with me, big guys who got my sign back for me, who made sure that things didn't get too out of hand. Because again, this is a biological statement, folks, and I never thought I'd live in a world where saying that only women can get a period would be controversial, but that's where we're at. People were extremely frustrated by the statement. People were chanting, trans lives matter, and trying to drown out my mic. And you know, I never said at any point that trans lives didn't matter. And I even talked to a couple transgender marchers there, and I, you know, tried to understand from their point of view why my statement was so controversial to them. But again, it's just this total dysphoria and just this mental illness, I want to say. I'm not trying to be rude to these people, but there's genuinely a thought process now that if only a woman can get a period is a controversial statement, and that men can get periods, men can give birth. And that's just not true.
Well, Savannah, I don't know if you know this, but I now identify as a woman. My name is Tammy, and I do get periods, so I am very, very offended by this, and you are indeed a transphobe. But seriously, so you encountered violence for stating biological facts. This seems par for the course. Now, but you were there last year as well. Was the crowd, I've heard it was 100 times smaller. Are you able to corroborate that?
It was very small. I thought that maybe we were late and the march had already started. We got there at around maybe 11 a.m. The rally was set to start at 10 a.m. And when we walked up, I thought that the march had already started, that people were already walking, which is why it seemed like there were so many less people. But no, the crowd was small because we all know that this movement of hate Trump, of come together in the streets and scream about how he's a rapist, he's a sexist, it's really dying out. We're not seeing that same, I guess, energy for hatred towards Trump. I think a lot of Americans are finally getting tired of it. So yeah, very small turnout. And again, too, a lot of the women's message that were there, of course, was the same. They were not Trump supporters at all. And again, I couldn't even state a biological fact without them being upset. And two, I want to get a little bit off of the topic of the size of the women's march, but going back to my whole only women can get periods sign, the reason why I felt it was so important to state that is because biological men are taking over women's sports. They're biological men. They say they identify as women, and then they go and dominate the fields. Let's look at Hannah Mounsey in Australia. He is a handball player, and he dominates the field. He literally like pushes down the other little women that are actually competing. Let's look at that World Bicycling Championship, in which a transgender woman came in first place, and then the woman who came in second place spoke out and said it was unfair because biologically men have more lung capacity, men have more muscle mass, men are just better at sports. They're more athletic. I mean, I'm not going to generalize and say for all men, but biologically, men do have the upper hand in these things. There was a kickboxer who was competing against a transgender woman. Her skull got fractured. So again, too, that's why I went to the Women's March this year, because that was such an important thing for me to bring light to. And I was talking to a couple members of the LGBTQ community, some transgender members as well. And they even said, OK, I think we can agree on that fact, that biological men shouldn't be allowed in women's sports. And also that that is an issue that some of them didn't even hear about previously. So I'm glad we were able to bring some light to that.
Well, it is vital. I mean, that's the thing. All of this is happening. People with their inclusivity, their non-binary, we're all going to be friends and get along, because the goal here is to destroy Western civilization and white men. They don't even understand what they're buying onto. By the way, Hannah Mounsey, this transgendered individual, male to female, who is something like 6'4", 6'5", built like a linebacker.
He's a big man.
I can't say these things because I'm still on Facebook, so I'll get banned. I will not misgender, and that is very transphobic of you, Savannah. But this individual finally did get kicked off their team, but it's not because anybody like a coach or somebody in the administration or the league, nobody saw reason on this. No, it was actually the girls who refused to go into the changing room and into the showers with this 6'4", 280 pound biological man. So there is a little bit of justice, and it's just in the form of people saying no. So we've got about 2 minutes left. Savannah, really quickly, you talked about the pathetic size of the Women's March. Then, of course, on Monday, yesterday, you were in Virginia. So what was the difference, or what was the size of the crowd differential between the Women's March and Virginia?
So in Virginia, of course, we had thousands and thousands of patriots come out yesterday in support of their Second Amendment right. There was a point where I couldn't even move because there were so many people rallying together for this same cause. They were so united. They were so peaceful. And again, the Women's March, I walked up. I thought the march had already started and people were just walking down the street, which is why the crowd size was so much smaller, but that in fact was not the case. And not even the crowd size, but just the actual feeling and vibe we were getting from the crowd. It's so different when you go to a liberal event. There's so much vitriol and anger and hatred there for politicians, for people who have a different viewpoint and mindset. Whereas the gun rally in Virginia was so peaceful. Everyone was so united. And I had my Action 7 mic. I was doing a couple of live streams. I was standing up. A couple people overheard me saying, you know, the media is really trying to portray a lot of people here as white supremacists, as neo-Nazis. And a couple people are apprehensive to speak with me because they didn't know who I was with. They didn't want to be misconstrued at all. But even though they did hear me saying these things and they were worried that I might have had a countering opinion, they were very polite. They were not screaming at me. And again, just so much love and unity there. I went and I talked to so many different people because, again, it's so important for us to go out on the streets and actually get the message across of who's really at these events. You guys are playing B-roll right now. I ran into Vietnamese Americans for Trump. I ran into another Black American who was fighting for First, Second Amendment.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you're absolutely right. I mean, we had photos from our reporter down there that was a young Asian woman just holding a sign. Do I look like a white supremacist to you? Because, of course, that's what the governor said. That's what the Washington Post said. That's what the police said. Didn't actually happen. We're here with Savannah. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to ask her more about that. Then we're going to ask her about impeachment because she's in D.C. today. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now. because I like the way it feels.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The AlexiPure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the AlexiPure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the AlexiPure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papper, filling in for Owen, editor-in-chief, nationalfile.com is where you can read my work. Brand new website, about 6 months old, having unbelievable success. Thanks to you, the viewers, sharing those links. We're here with Savannah Hernandez. She's recounting what happened yesterday. And Savannah, of course, was an unbelievably peaceful event. It's been described as a love-in. I think that's a very, very fair way to describe it. We have a new article. It's breaking news up at nationalfile.com. We actually spoke with an individual who has top secret. It's officially the type of clearance he has is TSSCI, one of the highest security levels of clearance that a normal person can get. Generally, it's folks who work with the federal government and its agencies. And he says that he reviewed the intelligence findings that Ralph Northam used in order to create the emergency. Remember, it was an emergency. There's going to be racists. There's going to be violence. There's going to be guns. It's going to be terrifying. Well, we reviewed this intelligence, though absolutely no, there was no violence. There was no reports that white supremacists were going to come and murder people. It was all fictitious. The only thing in the report was there would be a lot of traffic and a lot of police officers. So Savannah, does this surprise you? You were there. Did you ever feel unsafe? Did you ever feel threatened? What was your general takeaway?
There was not one moment where I felt threatened or unsafe. As we were walking the streets, Virginia is an open carry state, and people were carrying their AR-15s just in support of the Second Amendment right. So we saw some big guns out there, and I'm not used to seeing that out in the street. So on first glance, I was like, oh, wow, that's a lot to see on the street walking around. But again, and David Hogg took a clip like that of American citizens exercising their right to open carry, and he used that to try to invoke fear and say, this is the enforcement of white supremacy. But I would like to say, as a person who was at this rally, it wasn't just white people who were there open carrying. It was all people, Black Americans, Hispanic Americans, Asian Americans. There were so many people. And again, there could not have been a safer place. The reason why there was no violence there yesterday is because anyone who would want to go provoke violence knew damn well that there was thousands of patriots there that were ready to defend themselves, stand up for what is right. And again, they were all so peaceful. That was the same message they all got across. I have several videos up on fan.video on my Action 7 news panel. And I asked what felt like hundreds of people, because we were out there for a while and, you know, everyone wanted to talk. Everyone wanted to speak on why they were there. And they all had the same message for us. We're here. We're peaceful. We want to stand up for our constitutional and God-given right to defend ourselves and show Ralph Northam that this isn't an emergency, that what he's trying to propagate here today is fake news, which it was. He was the one that was trying to make it seem like it was going to be this dangerous, big issue. But you know what's really dangerous? Is a tyrannical government, is Ralph Northam in our government trying to take away citizens' constitutional rights. It's an awful thing that we've gotten to this point. And a lot of people were saying, too, that Virginia is the testing ground for what will happen for the rest of America. If we allow Ralph Northam to confiscate law-abiding citizens' weapons here in this state, this is a testing ground for what could happen for the rest of America. And that is why so many people from different states drove in support of Virginia for the Second Amendment, because they realized this isn't just Virginia's fight. This is America's fight. And they needed to stand up, and they were there to stand in solidarity, because they knew that if this gets passed here, it's just, again, it's all over for the rest of America, and we cannot let our constitutional rights be taken away.
Well, that's right. I mean, Virginia could very easily be the first domino if a place like Virginia can be taken down by the likes of Blackface Baby Killer. The man who is either in Blackface or the Ku Klux Klan uniform is the guy who wants to disarm black people. It's frankly fascinating that he's able to get away with this.
Let me cut in with this, too. Sorry to cut you off. But, you know, Ralph Northam always says that we need to institute gun control for the safety of children. But like you just said, this is the same governor who wore blackface, wore a KKK or a KKK hood. We're not sure which one, but also advocates for third trimester abortions. So it's so ridiculous that he is trying to come forward and say that he wants to enact gun control for the safety of children while pushing for third trimester abortions.
You know, that is absolutely key. That's one of the big things that people forget. I mean, the way this guy became famous is because he went on a local news interview and he said, oh, well, yeah, we'll kill the baby after it's born. We'll keep the baby comfortable and then the mother and the physician will make it, or no, he called it a provider, not even a doctor, not an obstetrician, not anything like that, a provider. The mother and the provider will make a decision, and if they want, they can kill the baby. Then we find out the man got $2 million from Planned Parenthood. It all starts to make a little bit more sense once you think about that. And then Patrick Halley, now a senior reporter for NationalFile.com, my website, Patrick Halley found the yearbook photos. He traveled to the school, went to the library, got the yearbook photos of Blackface Baby Killer dressed, again, yes, in either Blackface or the Ku Klux Klan outfit. Nobody knows which it was. I don't know. He's Schrodinger's racist. He won't tell us. He did admit to wearing shoe polish at a separate event, though. Found that, and now everybody knows this guy. This guy, it's very rare for a governor of a state to be a household name, but everybody knows who Blackface Baby Killer is. You don't have to say the name, just call him by the nickname, Blackface Baby Killer. So Savannah, when we come back, I want to show a new video that's out at band.video. It shows the mainstream media's utter and complete failure surrounding Virginia. But in the couple minutes we have left, can you just talk about, I mean, how on earth can anybody trust the mainstream media, CNN and MSNBC, that even yesterday, as the march was going, they kept describing it as a white supremacist rally? How could anybody in their right mind trust these people anymore?
I really don't think they can. I know there is a nationwide distrust for the media. I actually put a tweet out about this yesterday, and it was really sad to me that as a reporter, I was going up to people and asking them if, you know, I could have an interview, if I could just have a reason as to why it was important for them to be rallying yesterday. And a lot of people didn't want to speak to the media, or they were apprehensive, because, again, we live in a state now, we live in a country now where the average citizen doesn't trust the media because they're afraid that the media is going to misconstrue their quote, or the media is going to use what they say in a false context. And I don't understand anyone who truly can trust CNN anymore. Obviously, they're the type of people who would have voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016 and are supporting Joe Biden for 2020. There are still people like like that out there. And again, I think it just goes back to uneducation and this old mindset that the media can be trusted. But if you've been following along with politics, if you've been following along with anything since 2016, I mean, one of the best things to come out of Trump's presidency is the just complete, like the media being exposed, the complete exposure of the media and their lies, their fake news, and the propaganda that they're spreading to the American people.
Well, that's really one of the best things to come from Trump. You're right. And it is unfortunate. I've had that same exact thing happen where I'll be out with a camera or even just with my phone and I'll try to get an interview and folks are very hesitant to talk to you. And you have to sit there and say, I mean, for some people, if you don't say I'm with National File or I'm with InfoWars, I'm with War Room, I'm with A7, people won't talk to you anymore. And I think it's kind of, it is a difficult situation to try to sit there and explain, no, I'm the good media, but it's absolutely worth it because people are finally awake, and it's thanks in no small part to InfoWars. Remember, support InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off X2. It's back in stock. We don't know for how long. When we come back, we'll have this fantastic new video by Darren McGreen, one of InfoWars' top producers. You are watching The War Room. I'm Tom Papert here with Savannah. Do not go away. You're going to want to see this.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it. We have been fighting so hard in the last 2 weeks that I've not even had time to cut new audio ads for this huge syndicated radio audience. And I apologize to radio listeners. I apologize for the fact I'm cutting this on a phone as I drive down the road. But this is a war, and we're getting it done any way we can. But we had huge sales in the new year, around Christmas into the new year. But we sold the products at such low prices that it didn't bring in a lot of actual capital to fund our operations. And I'm expending massive amounts of money to put more than 15 people in Virginia, more than 10 people in D.C., all next week for the trial of Trump. It's so critical we're there to confront the globalists and put out the counter-narrative of the truth to what they're doing. This is a real fight. So please step to the plate and take care of yourself and your family and get great products while you do it at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need, like the Ultimate Fish Oil, and it funds the operation. Please take action. InfoWarsStore.com. Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again, because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2 and the products in InfoWars Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And, you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. We're here at the Virginia State Capitol in Richmond, where thousands of protesters have gathered to protest proposed legislation limiting gun rights.
Richmond, Virginia is on high alert this morning before a gun rights rally that local authorities fear could turn violent.
Virginia's governor has declared a state of emergency.
We're seeing threats of violence. We're seeing threats of armed confrontation and assault on our Capitol.
USA!
Virginia Democrats' plans to enact a sweeping series of gun measures have already fired a rebellion in dozens of counties.
Monday's rally is related to new gun reforms proposed in Virginia's legislature, now controlled by Democrats for the first time in more than two decades.
Now, armed gun rights supporters from across the country, including some from the far right, are planning to sweep into Richmond on Martin Luther King Day.
The arrest of three alleged white supremacists is raising alarms ahead of a gun rights rally in Richmond, Virginia.
The arrest of the three men, Michelle, is really feeding this narrative that there could be violence here on Monday. In fact, investigators say the three men were targeting the event as a way of spreading their hate-filled ideology.
They claim white supremacists are crawling the nation, that all gun owners are racist, and that people are planning to kill law enforcement in Virginia, when conservatives and patriots have never even acted like that at a gun rally before.
Are you a white supremacist?
Yeah.
Am I a white supremacist?
I was told there'd be
this
white supremacists.
This ain't me, I got dreads.
Oh wow, you really are blackface.
I do not support in any way, shape, or form Governor Northam's and the Democrats' gun control. What I also don't support is the fact that every news piece you've seen on this weekend, they've always brought up the issue of race.
A neo-Nazi group that advocates violence against minorities while rallying around slogans like save your race.
Neo-Nazis.
White supremacist groups.
White supremacists.
A white supremacist group.
White supremacist group.
A white nationalist group.
No white supremacy!
No white supremacy!
White supremacist groups and militias may gather in the former Confederate Capitol today, where Democrats are proposing new gun laws.
They want to paint Trump supporters as neo-Nazis and white supremacists.
As though it's nothing but white rednecks and hillbillies out here who care for the Second Amendment. When actually, black Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Americans in general care about the Second Amendment.
These white politicians in leftist-run cities want to take away black women's rights to protect ourselves.
You know the media is going to lie about what happened out here today. But you guys are all out here to tell the truth. And you guys are out here filming, and you're going to tell your friends and family the truth about what happened in Virginia today. That hundreds of thousands of patriots showed up to stand up for their God-given rights and to let the corrupt governor of Virginia know you will not take away our firearms and you will not silence us.
President Trump weighing in. Your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They will take your guns away.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Yes. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And if they ever really try to take the guns, 1776 will commence again.
Amen. Now we stay.
Right, bruh. That's right.
White, black, that's Hispanic, right. Latino, here, Mexican, whatever. United guns, we stand. Right.
President has been tweeting about this rally for several days. So, Hallie, I'm going to send it back to you.
Gutierrez, live for there. Thank you, Gabe. Appreciate it. And apologies for some of the background noise that you just heard in Gabe's live shot. Back to impeachment.
That, of course, was the new video up at band.video showing the media's absolute failure. And, I mean, we now know We now know the story's up at nationalfile.com. There were no threats of violence. That group, the white supremacists that were basically named Al-Qaeda, that were threatening to go and they were going to cause violence, they were going to kill people and there was going to be guns, and it's so terrifying, never intended to go there. There was no intelligence indicating that they were. I actually spoke, National File spoke to a Washington Post editor last night about this very subject, asking them how they corroborated their claims. You're supposed to have two sources. They're my second source. Thanks, Washington Post. We were supposed to, how they corroborated their claims that there was going to be all this white supremacist, white nationalist, white evil people violence in Virginia yesterday. They didn't give us an answer. Oh, well, we saw there's this racist website out on the internet and they said something. Well, now we know. We spoke to the source. The article's up at nationalfile.com. There was no intelligence suggesting violence yesterday. It was all a charade from blackface baby killer Ralph Northam himself. He wanted to dissuade people from going. And really, what he really wanted is he wanted his own Charlottesville, that terrible event where some patriots were totally smeared by the racist in their midst with the tiki torches and the white khakis. Totally, totally disgusting attempt to really wreak havoc in his own state on behalf of blackface baby killer. I don't know where this guy is right now. I hope he takes a long, long vacation and spends some time outside of the state. So we now have, we had some problems with Savannah's Skype feed. She's now back. I know you missed most of that video, Savannah, but what is your perception, or what is your, I mean, we've talked about the media and their failure already and that Americans cannot possibly trust these people, but when you see that even as the rally is ongoing, they're still describing it as white supremacist. I mean, Savannah, you're the nicest looking white supremacist I've ever seen. And, Owen's pretty far up there too, but it's just unbelievable. All the photos, all the videos, all this ridiculous, propaganda that was put out and then easily confronted. So here's my real question. Now we have all across the country, more of these lobby days are being planned. I know of one in Mississippi. I know of one in Rhode Island. National File will have boots on the ground there at the Rhode Island lobby day. How do you think the mainstream media will, because they're obviously going to smear it. How do you think they're going to do it next time after this blew up in their faces and became a total, in their eyes, nothing burger, in our eyes, a brilliant display of American patriotism?
Well, again, Tom, just like they tried to do yesterday, we saw a lot of citizens open carrying their AR-15, and people were taking clips of that and trying to say that that was them trying to enforce white supremacy. So that's something that they're just going to continue to push. They're going to, of course, look for those sound bites and fight and try to misconstrue people's quotes. They're going to continue to strike fear into the hearts of Americans who are uneducated on gun laws through that imagery, because those guns look scary. Instead of educating people on what these rallies are really about and the truth behind the protection that guns can bring to people, they're just going to continue to push out this propaganda.
And Owen, I see you made it back. You made it out of the InfoWars battle tank. I'm glad you made it back, my friend. So now, what is your take on this? How is the media going to keep smearing patriotic Americans even after this blew up in their faces?
Well, in case you can't tell, I went from joyous and jovial and in jubilation after the wonderful truck ride I just had live with you. And now I look a little disgruntled and upset, and I want to explain why. For the 5 to 10 minutes that I was getting out of the truck and getting stuff organized and come up here, I was able to tune in to the impeachment proceedings happening right now. And ooh, there's a Democrat up there speaking, and she's talking about Trump's scheme in Ukraine, how he was scheming and what other Republicans were scheming and who else was involved in this corruption. And they need all the documents, and they need all the research, and they need the FISA warrants, and they need to spy more, and they need cooperation from the Republicans. And I got pissed off, man, that these people are still up here lying about this. And if you go out to the average Trump protest, the impeach Trump protest, and you ask them, Look, I'm seriously asking you, why should Trump be impeached? Like, or why is Trump impeached? What did they say? What is the issue? They don't even know. Half of them say Russia. Half of them say obstruction of justice. Half of them say, evasion of taxes. And then some say Ukraine. So they don't even know. And yet here these Democrats come up and they're like,
Yep, Trump engaged in a scheme with Ukraine, and we need to do the proper investigation, and we need cooperation from the Republicans so that we can find out who else was involved in this scheme. And I think all the Republicans, what scheme? There is no scheme.
Well, of course, Owen, we now know the real people involved. Well, you're right, and we now know the real people who were involved. It's Nancy Pelosi's son, Paul Pelosi Jr. It's Hunter Biden. It's ridiculous on its face, and yet they keep pushing this insane propaganda. That's what it is. It's propaganda coming to you directly from the Senate, directly from the House. We now have Owen joining us again. We're watching The War Room. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break with Savannah and Owen.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Pafford, editor-in-chief over at nationalfile.com. That's where you can read my work as well as my great team that we have assembled. And thank you all so much for sharing those links and really making us into a powerhouse in only a few months. I'm not a braggadocious person, but with your help, we are really, really starting to make a difference. Thank you so much, nationalfile.com. We now are joined again by Owen and Savannah. Owen, you were telling us you had a moment to tune in to the Schiff show with a impeachment charade between the time we saw you in the InfoWars battle tank and now, and it absolutely enraged you with good reason, I think. I want to let you continue making your point.
Well, you know, I think that the added frustration is, you know, I go from this high, this political high, of everything that happened in Virginia, America rising up, America waking up, America standing up for its rights. I'm driving around in the truck. I'm getting thumbs up. I'm getting, yeah, go Trump. I'm like, yeah, InfoWars. And it's like, yes, like this is America. America's back. Like I got faith in the future. We're finally here where we need to be. And then I come in, like I said, 5-10 minutes just in between getting out of the truck and coming here. And I'm listening to these Democrats on the floor of Congress saying that Trump was engaged in schemes with Ukraine. They need to investigate, even though they've been investigating him for 4 years, even though Pelosi admitted that the impeachment process began before Trump was elected. And the phone call that they impeached him over didn't happen until months into his term of his presidency. And I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned that this is going on. And I think it's pathetic that the Republican leadership allows this to happen. This thing should have been shut down the day it got to the floor of Congress, the day that it got to the Senate. They should have shut this thing down. Mitch McConnell is pathetic, man. I'm sorry. For him to allow this to happen and for him to write these rules barring media from having access to the halls, stopping cameras from being able to rotate, and so they're focused on this front the whole time. I mean, what the hell, Mitch? Mitch is allowing President Trump to get railroaded here. Mitch McConnell is now going to cost Trump the 2020 election if he allows this to happen. I just can't believe it. So it's the culmination of going from the political high of all the good news to then seeing the political lows of the impeachment scandal that the Democrats are engaged in. And it's a gut blow to know that the Republicans are letting this happen. And quite frankly, it's a gut blow to know Trump is letting this happen. These people belong in jail. They have no evidence. They have no proof. They're costing us millions of dollars. It's absolutely out of control. And we, the American people, just have to sit here and take it. No, we should have 100,000 people outside of the state capitol with their guns tomorrow. We should be sending a message to these Democrats. We just sent a message to Ralph Northam. Let's send a message to Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff and Ralph and Nader and all of these dirtbags that are running this impeachment scam, man. I'm serious. Oh, but you can't even own a gun in D.C., so they won't allow that.
Well, that's exactly what's going on. I mean, I'm so heartened. I mean, it is a disgusting display that our Senate Republican leader is giving us. But if there's one good moment out of this, and that might be that the world, the real patriotic populace here in the United States and abroad might start to learn the truth about one Mitch Cocaine McConnell. I mean, the guy is a turtlenecked cuck. He is a loser. He loses as a profession. The man has gained something like $30 million in the past 20 years being in the Senate. Nobody asks questions about this. And yet, Owen, what really infuriates me, the Democrats have somehow turned Mitch McConnell into this evil dragon. If you listen to the Democrats talk about Mitch McConnell, he actually sounds kind of cool. Then you learn about him from the real media, from InfoWars, from National File, from Breitbart, from the Gateway Pundit, all these good publications, and you find out what Mitch is actually up to, which is really subverting the president at every single step. The entire Senate, they all claim they're in lockstep with the president. They're all big Trump conservatives now. Trump is the Republican Party. The problem is Mitch McConnell will stop any good pro-Trump or Trump-sponsored legislation from even getting to the Senate floor. And so now with it, this finally gets to the Senate floor because Nancy Pelosi, with her bizarre bullet pins, decided to drag it across D.C. and get it to the Senate. Now that this has reached the Senate floor, we are seeing, yes, Mitch McConnell fail the country, fail the Republican Party, fail the American people yet again. That is the one silver lining to all of this, is I hope Republicans are starting to understand Mitch McConnell and his Chamber of Commerce friends who fund him, who sponsor him. He might as well be like NASCAR and have him emblazoned across his forehead. Mitch McConnell is not our friend. So, Owen, where do you see this going? Is Mitch McConnell really going to lead us into ruin, or is he going to I do not know. What do you think?
Well, what my concern is there's going to be Republicans that may flip on Trump if they get the right narrative. And I don't know if it'll be enough to move the impeachment forward, but it'll be enough for the media to hype it up. It'll be enough for voters to freak out, and it'll be enough for them to continue this demonization campaign of President Trump and act like their narrative of impeachment is a real thing. And this is what's so upsetting. Again, Trump is being impeached for a phone call with a Ukrainian leader. He's not allowed to have a phone call. He's not allowed to discuss diplomacy and foreign policy and foreign aid with the president. Well, what the hell is he supposed to do? Is he supposed to pick up the phone, call Ukraine, and stick it up his ass? I mean, seriously, would they impeach him for that? No, they'd probably say, that's great. Hey, Trump stuck a phone up his ass and farted. Great call, Trump. Oh, but when he actually engages in diplomacy, it's like, oh, you know, impeach him over it. But again, they know there's nothing there. This is all a sham. And I think this is what really destroys me, Tom, is that these Democrat congressmen have no morality at all. They have absolutely no integrity. They have no fear of God. And so they know they're lying. They know that this is a sham. They just want to get Trump out of office and by any means necessary. So if that means lying every day, calling him a Nazi, calling him a racist, saying Ukraine, saying Russia, saying all this crap, they're going to do it. So these are people who have consciously decided they're going to lie all together in unison to try to remove Trump from office, which is a removal of the American election, which is them refusing to accept the results of the election. I think that's what really is like a gut blow to me, that these people will consciously go up here, knowingly lie to you, knowingly deceive the American public. Nothing angers me more than that. That's how I ended up in InfoWars. That's how I ended up in political media. I was stunned. I really didn't think politicians were that big of liars. I really didn't think people in the media were that big of liars. They are. These people are liars to their core. There is nothing more, nothing less I can say about them.
Well, they are absolute scum, Owen. I mean, there's a reason they all get rich. There's a reason that their black sheep child winds up working in Ukraine for a lucrative job. I mean, Paul Pelosi Jr., we now know, had a Viscoil or Driscoil or whatever it was where he made God knows how much money working at an oil company that did business in Ukraine. Of course, there's Hunter Biden, too, that has been so mainstream. And now, again, you mentioned it. You really hit what's core, in my opinion, which is a couple GOP senators, you know, think the Mitt Romneys of the party, they might just defect. They might just vote to impeach, to convict President Trump and remove him from office. And the thing is, Mitch McConnell has complete and total control over these people. He really is this is what my sources in D.C. tell me. He is the one who controls what happens within the Republican Party. And if Mitch McConnell tells somebody you're going to fall on your sword, you're going to fall on the sword of impeachment. You're going to lose your office. But you know what? We'll take care of you. The Chamber of Commerce will remember this. Then yes, GOP senators will vote to impeach. I personally don't think that's the direction Mitch McConnell wants to go, but the other option here is that Mitch McConnell will bloody himself or allow the president to be bloodied through this trial to the point where President Trump is weakened. We've got about a minute left. Savannah, I know that you've been sitting there listening to me and Owen rage about Mitch McConnell, so in a minute or less, I wanted to let you do the same.
Yeah, Tom, you know, this whole impeachment process has become so convoluted because, again, our media and the Democrats are continuously feeding us lies. Let's look at what happened with the whole Russiagate propaganda and everything with that. They tried to impeach him on that. And when you go to these protests, these protesters don't even know what they're protesting, why Trump should be impeached, because it is also confusing. The average American doesn't want to see this anymore. We're tired of the impeachment process. Again, Trump was a duly elected president. 63 million Americans put him in office, and the Democrats need to let him be the president and serve out the rest of his term. If they want him out of office, then maybe they should be rallying up their candidates and figuring out who the hell is going to run against Trump in 2020, because right now they have no one. You have Hillary Clinton coming forward and saying that nobody likes Bernie Sanders. You're having Elizabeth Warren spreading lies about Bernie as well. They're all tearing each other apart. And of course, the Democrats know that impeachment is the only way to get Trump out of office, too, because they have no one who can take his place or stand up against him in 2020.
That is so, so true. I mean, the Democrats are totally lost in that as well. I mean, that's as the Democrat representatives have said, we have to impeach him or we run the risk that President Trump might just win another term. Isn't that so terrible that the man may be democratically elected if they can't impeach him first? So this is the War Room. We have Owen Schroyer and Savannah Hernandez with us, joining us from Washington, D.C. I want to remind you, as we wrap up the second hour, please, InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off the just back in stock Survival Shield X2. Support the InfoWar and support Owen and Savannah at InfoWarsStore.com. You are watching the War Room going into hour three. We'll be right back after this break.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue, that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm Tom Papert here with Savannah Hernandez. Owen is currently getting situated. He will be joining us again very, very soon. I just want to go through, Savannah, with you one more time. All of these fantastic sales available at InfoWarsStore.com. These are how you and Owen and Alex and the entire crew, Caitlin Bennett is out there. Everybody right now is in Washington, D.C. It is a skeleton crew back at the Austin, Texas headquarters. And that's because this is crunch time. This is when we speak the truth to power that these people are desperately afraid to hear. And the only way Alex, Owen, Savannah, and everybody else can stay and do these monumental tasks is with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So one more time, Survival Shield X2 is finally back in stock. I think it's been gone since mid-December, and they just got it back. I don't know who Alex Jones had to threaten to get this supply, and it's already 40% off. 40% off X2, which is the original good halogen available at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to take advantage of that. Also, X3, 40% off. If you buy the Nascent Iodine Power Pack, you get 50% off both.
And Tom, let me jump in here, too.
Go ahead, Savannah. Yes.
So I personally use the X2 for myself, and I really love this product. It helped me have so much mental clarity. And the X3, it tastes delicious. So these, I would highly recommend people get the Power Pack because you get the X2 and the X3. That X2 formula, original formula, has such great reviews because it is such a clean and amazing formula for your brain, for your body. I mean, go and read any study about iodine deficiency, and you'll see that this is definitely a product you need. I prefer the X3 because I think it tastes sweeter like candy. So I would highly recommend getting that power pack. And again, folks, if you can't be out in the streets protesting and standing up in 2020, go to the InfoWars store and donate. Go buy our amazing products because, again, now is the time, just like Tom just said, it's crunch time. We are in 2020. 2020 is in full swing, and we need people to stand up and support us. We need people to go to InfoWars store, go to Band.Video, share all of our messages, share all of our videos, because again, this is the media that you're not going to get from anywhere else. These are the interviews. These are the news articles that we stay up late at night making sure you get it, folks. And again, that's because of you. That's because of all of your support on InfoWarsStore.com.
Well, that's so true, and I'm very glad you brought up the taste of X3, because it is. It's like candy. If you look at them on paper, it's a little bit less strong, like 10% less strong compared to X2, but it's a different formula where they say you do not have to use quite as strong of a dose, and it's, you're right, it tastes like candy. It's one of the most delicious forms of iodine you could possibly find. I want to just run through these. Remember, the ultimate fish oil is back again, and they're 35% off along with Prostaguard. It's also a good time to stock up on your storable food. Should you hope you're never going to need it, but if you do, it's insurance. You can eat 50% off only while supplies last. This will not last forever. Alexa Pure Pro, Alexa Pure Breeze, both 50% off as well. Savannah, it is so crucial. I'm glad that you brought that up. This is how we get you out there. This is 2020. This is crunch time, or something like 275 or 280 days from the 2020 election. Last cycle, 2016, InfoWars was it. InfoWars was more important and more crucial than Fox News or any other entity at getting President Trump elected. So you're right. If you don't want to get out there, if you can't travel half the country and go confront Jerry Nadler like Owen Schroyer, if you can't get across the country and go to these massive protests, or if you could, but you know, it's just too far away. Supporting InfoWars is the number one thing you can do to spread the message of human liberty. InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to get it. Take advantage of these deals, folks. It is so unbelievably important. It's what gets Alex out there, Savannah out there, Owen out there, and it is what keeps the lights on. InfoWarsStore.com. So Savannah, when we come
and Tom,
back,
in these
we'll
last 30 seconds, actually, so Owen Schroyer is going to be taking over, but I do want to just take these last 20 seconds to say, yes, folks, we have been out here in Richmond, Virginia for that gun rally. We were here for the Women's March. We're going to be here covering Trump's impeachment trial. And again, these are the interviews, these are the articles, these are the videos you're not going to get anywhere else. So it's so imperative that you go to Band.Video and share these important messages. Owen Schroyer up on the other side of this short break.
Hey, you there. We have a problem. You see, there is a baby. The mother of this baby is not sure she's ready. The father of this baby doesn't want to settle down. The mother starts to have regrets. The father considers leaving town. But a friend says there's a solution. She says to have an abortion. The mother decides to look into it. The clinic assures her it's safe. She's made her decision. She's going to have an abortion. The problem is that baby is you.
Join me, Owen Schroyer, at the March for Life, Friday, January 24th, in Washington, D.C., noon, at the National Mall. I'll see you there. It's time to stand up for the unborn. It's time to speak out for the voiceless.
Tom Pappert. I've been filling in for Owen today.
I
think we've got Owen. He's having some, he's going and getting his mobile studio set up in the hotel room there in Washington, D.C. Owen will be carrying us through the rest of the show. I just want to say thank you for hanging in there with me, Tom Pappert, NationalFile.com. Do we have Owen? Are you there?
I'm with you, Tom. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're looking great, my friend. I'm glad that it's amazing. You go to D.C. and nothing bad even happens. That goes totally against the narrative. Despite what's happening in the halls of Congress right now, I just have to say it again. It is an unbelievable awakening that's happening in this country, and I think we owe it in no small part to InfoWars.
Well, look, InfoWars will never get the credit, you know, for any of it, and that's fine. It's the Dark Knight situation. But, you know, you look at the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, you look at the impeachment scam, you look at, I mean, you just go down the list, and it all started with InfoWars reporting it first. And, you know, there's many reasons for this, but what it's really all about is that, yeah, we're the cutting edge. We're the leading edge. We have no fear in our reporting. We don't care about political correctness. We don't care what the establishment does or says. We go with the truth. We go with our gut. We go where God leads us. And so when you have that as a formula, being the cutting edge, being the leading edge here in the clown world, in the satanic world that the Democrats are trying to bring down on us, yeah, you're going to be the game changer. You're going to be public enemy number one. And I mean, look, everybody knows about the censorship that we have to endure. Everybody knows about, the fact that we don't take any money from anybody except our audience at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, literally. So yeah, we wouldn't be here. Trump wouldn't even be in office probably. And here's the thing. I don't like saying that because people inside of Trump's, administration or people inside the government that don't like us that have Trump's ear will take that clip and say, see, they're taking the credit for getting you elected president. You don't want to go on with them again. And that's a lie. What we're saying is if you go back and you look at the Republican nomination process with 17 people on the stage or whatever, with the Bushes and with the Rubios and the Cruises and everybody, InfoWars was the voice in the wilderness. InfoWars was the only one supporting Trump, and it was InfoWars and Michael Savage and Ann Coulter, honestly, those three platforms were the only major media platforms supporting President Trump, at the time candidate Trump, during the Republican nomination process. And then once he started dominating, once he did start dominating in the debates and winning people over and then getting the nomination, then everybody else jumped on board. Then everybody else wanted to be a summer patriot instead of a winter soldier. And so that's what it is. Trump got himself elected. He's the great candidate. He's the lion. He's the man in the arena. The point is, if it wasn't for InfoWars remaining steadfast with this audience of activists, I don't know if Trump could have made the hurdle through the Republican nomination process because he had the entire media outside of the three names I mentioned earlier against him. And so that's why InfoWars is important. And that's why you're important with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And if it wasn't for that support, who knows where we would be politically right now. No, I wouldn't be traveling through D.C. in a battle tank bullhorning against the Democrat impeachment scam as it is going on. I know that. I mean, I was literally bullhorning the state capitol, Capitol Hill over here while the impeachment scam was going on. And again, I've got it on the TV behind me, and it's infuriating to watch these Democrat liars get up there. I mean, I can't even explain it. But again, you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com puts the breath in our lungs so that we can fight back against it. And it is oh so important. It looks like Jay Sekulow behind me talking, one of Trump's attorneys. So your support at InfoWarsStore.com is paramount. It literally makes everything we do here possible. You know that InfoWars has been game-changing and world-changing, but that's you. You are the InfoWar. You are the air in our lungs. You are the blood that beats through our heart. You, the audience, supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. And hey, guess what? We've got supplements that help the blood beat through your heart. Vaso Beat Complete. Everybody knows the benefits of beets, specifically when it comes to nitrates. And that helps blood flow. That's good for your heart. And so, hey, support our heart by going to InfoWarsStore.com and keeping it beating, and support your heart by getting Vaso Beat Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. It's obviously one of my favorite supplements that we have. I've tried a lot of other beet formulas. This is the best. It's 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, Tom, as we're sitting here watching day one of the Senate impeachment trial, it's grinding all of our gears knowing these corrupt Democrat lying scumbags. I mean, a pack of dirtbags has never been so known to this universe, never been so known to America since the KKK. But it's the same group. The Democrats were the KKK. So it's still the same group of people that want to disarm you. They want to take away your free speech. They want to throw you in jail. They want to remove your right to a fair trial, man. I'm sick of these tyrants, Tom. I'm sorry. I don't want to start lying. It's just, I don't want to start yelling. Excuse me. I'm sick of these liars, man. I'm sick of that piece of crap, Adam Schiff, man. I'm sorry. I can't even stare at that piece of shit. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm serious, folks. I'm really enraged at these pieces of shit. Excuse me. I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry. You know what, Tom? Take away. I need to take a breath here. I can't stand these pieces.
Well, you know, Owen's rage, it would be shocking if you didn't have it. And the only silver lining to these Democrats getting up there and lying and slandering and trying to destroy this country, which is what they're trying to do, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The only silver lining is that Americans don't care. Nobody is watching this thing. It's getting the worst ratings of any big political event that's happened during the Trump years. Comey got better ratings. Cohen got better ratings. Every single person that's got Mueller got better ratings. Wasn't that an absolute bleep show? It was disgusting. And now this is it. This is the big hurrah. It's the end of the day. We're going to impeach him. We're going to get him out of office. Nobody is watching. Nobody expects it to happen. It's the boy who cries wolf, except it's the boy who cry, or the little girl in this case who cries Trump. No offense to the little girls who may be watching. You have way more humanity and cojones in you than any of these Democrats. But it is disgusting and infuriating. And frankly, if it weren't for the fact that I have to do this for a living as a journalist, this is one event that I too would not be watching. And that is why obviously Owen and I are here, and why Alex is here, and David is here in the morning, and everybody else here at InfoWars, because we will bring you the facts so you don't have to sift through these degenerate liars in the halls of Congress slandering our president. I mean, it's disgusting. So, Owen, I know we've only got a couple minutes left here. I think the plan is, depending on if your connection is going to stabilize, I think, and it seems like two have done so. It's amazing what InfoWars is able to do in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. It is truly astounding the way that they can make anything work. This band of brothers at InfoWars HQ and now InfoWars in Washington, D.C., but I just wanted to say thank you, Owen, these past 2 days, filling in here and kind of being the traffic cop for you folks to be out in D.C. and in Virginia and all across our nation's most historic areas, which are now, of course, infested with Democrats. It's been an honor, and I want to say thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Tom. I mean, you have been so important, not just filling in for me, as I'm on the road here, but what you've done with National File and other reports that you've broken, so important as well. And, you know, I'm glad that you brought that point up about how this impeachment scan is falling upon deaf ears, because it is true. I mean, America, they're sick of it. Like, you're 100% right, but it almost like frustrates me more knowing that the Democrats are going forward with this, knowing it's all based on a lie and knowing nobody likes it. I mean, I don't even know. It's like, I just can't fathom being so corrupt. I really can't, and I can't fathom being such a liar, and I can't fathom falling for any of it. And it breaks my heart that people do, and I can't fathom how they can't see it when I come out and I'm like, hey, why should Trump be impeached? And they literally have no idea, but they don't care. I don't know. I mean, look, maybe these people are demon possessed. Maybe, you know, it just makes me sick. It makes me sad. It really makes me sad that people can be so brainwashed and deceived. And literally have their essence, their energy stolen from them by demons like Nancy Pelosi.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globalists a run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
It's a total war. The globalists know they're losing politically, so they want to start a violent confrontation where they can cast gun owners as KKK operatives and try to then project that false image onto Trump and try to remove him via the 25th Amendment or during the impeachment trial. Not for the charges they brought forward of obstructing Congress and abuse of power. So it's that backdrop of a mass shooting, the backdrop of a race war that they want to project onto America and onto Trump. But the good news is we have an independent, real American media. We have the Paul Revere system that is InfoWars. We have you, the audience, that are activists in the arena. So I salute you and I thank you. And I encourage you to share the live links of our coverage of Virginia and the impeachment trial and to get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, because without you, we get shut down. Great products right now, new sales, InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer with you, hosting the War Room from the road. It's been a very, very busy, well, heck, I don't even know, month, 6 months? I don't even know. Like, it's been crazy, all the stuff that InfoWars has been doing. Thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to take an opportunity to give out the phone number and take a segment to take some phone calls from you. Then I'm going to air the entire video of me confronting the impeached Trump protesters at the Capitol today in the last segment. So let me give out the phone number, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and you can call in and discuss whatever you'd like to with me. If you can get in and we can get your name in this segment, we'll get you on. If we can get you on in the next segment, I'll definitely take your phone call. And then in the last segment, we're going to air the entire clip of me taking on the group of Remove Trump protesters, another group of zero IQ, pathetic excuses for human beings. It's sad to see my fellow brethren like this. So we'll start aggregating your calls. But let me just do this. Let me go through a litany of news that I have to go through here that I haven't gotten to yet. Let me just kind of do a brief news blitz here, guys. You got Sheila Jackson Lee. Sheila Jackson Lee comes out last week and says that this, the AOK hand signal, is a white supremacist alt-right hand sign. Do you realize how batty these people have gone? Do you realize how insane these people have gone? They belong in a mental institution. Sheila Jackson Lee belongs in a mental institution. If you think this has anything to do with racism, you're an idiot. You need to be convicted to an insane asylum immediately. I'm serious, man. These people belong in a funny farm. We need to open the mental facilities again. These people need help. Oh, but then they'll say, you're like the Bernie Sanders campaign calling for re-education camps and gulags. No, I'm not saying put people in forced labor. No, I'm not saying arrest people for their political beliefs. I'm saying arrest a 40-year-old woman or 50-year-old woman that thinks that the Little Mermaid is real. I'm saying arrest an adult that thinks Santa Claus sucks down the chimney and delivers, you know, 6 billion presents every Christmas Eve. Yeah, you're insane. You have a mental issue. I'm not, these people want to put, the Bernie Sanders supporter, second one, comes out, says he wants to put people in gulags. Why do they want to put people in gulags? Because they love their country, because they love God, and because they support Trump. There's nothing insane about any of that stuff. That's basic stuff. Basic stuff. But if you think The Little Mermaid is a real story, you have a mental problem. That's Sheila Jackson Lee saying that this is a racist hand symbol and needs to be banned. This is A-OK. This is a three-point shot in basketball. These people are mentally deranged. It's called Trump derangement syndrome. It's very real. Now, I have this story here. I won't go into detail, but basically I've reported on this before. The Obama administration imported so many migrants, specifically from Somalia, but Muslim countries, and then they all moved to a district like Minnesota, and then what do? They vote. Give them credit. They're smart. They know how to organize politically. Muslims vote. In fact, they have one of the highest voter turnout rates, I think, of any other class or group or identity group that you could name. It is Muslims. And so that's why the Democrats are trying to import all of them. They don't care if their cultures don't align with American culture. They don't care if we're at war with all these countries in the Middle East and they might want to send people over here to bomb us. They know they're voting actively. And so they literally bring these people into districts and then they elect Ilhan Omar. They elect Pig Tlaib. And this is how they create voter blocks, ladies and gentlemen. So I just wanted to highlight that. Also, a study from Yale. You know, they say, oh, stop talking about vaccines. Like, oh, how dare you talk about vaccines? It's good. Oh, just take your forced inoculation, you stupid American pig. No. Yale study says that vaccines are tied to multiple brain disorders, including autism. So I'm sick of people saying I'm a conspiracy theorist because I say vaccines cause injuries. Yeah, they do. There's an entire secret court dedicated to it. They've paid out billions of dollars. If you deny vaccine injuries, you don't live in reality. Again, I mean, I just can't even believe it, man. Liberalism is a mental disorder. These people probably think they can swim down to the bottom of the ocean and find SpongeBob SquarePants. I'm not kidding you. That is how mentally defective the average liberal progressive is in 2020. And it's really just sad, quite frankly. Dr. Robert Epstein, folks, this is heartbreaking and sad. Of course, Dr. Robert Epstein is the individual who called out Google, a Clinton supporter by you, who called out Google for rigging its algorithms for Hillary and swinging at least 3 million votes based on his scientific technological data analysis. So that's what you get, folks. His wife dies in a car crash. He thinks it's suspicious activity. Now, this is sad that Dr. Robert Epstein's wife died. May she rest in peace. But it's no joke. It's no joke him saying that he thinks there's funny business here. He takes on big tech and his wife gets in a tragic car accident. Do you think those two things are connected? You know, I want to point something out from the Spectator Index on Twitter, guys, if you can find this. In fact, I can send it to you right now, Scott. Because I have a different approach to something. Now, obviously, I'm not calling for censorship, but when you look at some of these websites that are banned, some of these services that are banned in Iran, I kind of raise my brow and I think, they've banned Facebook, they've banned Google, they've banned YouTube, they've banned Twitter, they've banned Instagram intermittently, they've banned Netflix. Now, they've also banned Fox News, CBS, Times of India, Daily Mail, Rolling Stone, The Onion. So, again, I'm not for censorship, but I do kind of sit here and I wonder, is it really censorship if you ban a company that's engaged in total crime against humanity like Google? Is that really considered censorship? I don't know. I just kind of have a weird perspective of that because I saw everybody bitching and complaining saying, see, look at Iran, look at Iran. Well, I mean, Google is evil. So I would say cheers to Iran for banning Google, but this list of everything they have banned gives you an idea of the lack of freedom and the total oppression that goes on in Iran. And that's why people were really highlighting this list to just show you that Iran is really oppressing its people. And again, you can debate how it's being handled, but Trump is trying to help Iran and get their leadership to stop this authoritarian religious regime that they have engaged in. All right, I'm going to take your phone calls. I didn't even get to the rest of the news. I mean, folks, if you look at David Hogg's last video, this is what they want the average male to be. A chicken neck, twig arm, bug-eyed, effeminate.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020, however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words. That's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
This is a call for modern-day Paul Revere's, who are all Americans, who are all human beings who bleed red blood, love God, and love justice, and who have awakened to the New World Order threat. You are the modern Paul Revere's, and without you, no one knows about Band.Video and our live coverage of the attempt to remove the president in the Senate trial and the deep state trying to trigger a civil emergency in Virginia. We've got our teams on the ground. We'll be covering all of it. But the only way we're able to put the truth out is you magnifying it by sharing the links from band.video and newswars.com/show.
newswars.com/show and band.video. We have a whole live Trump trial and Virginia coverage page. And as the latest live feeds go up or as the latest reports go up, they're posted right there at band.video. So click that link and share it. It's a revolutionary act and it's powerful.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream
right now at Infowars.com/show.
Yeah! All right, I promised I would take your phone calls, so let's get to as many phone calls as we can here. Let's start with Steve in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Steve.
What's going on, Owen? Nice job down there in Virginia yesterday. Quick plug for you guys on your products. I settled on a few of your products as a combination, the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Alpha Male, and the DNA Force. That's what works for me. I think it's just part of my chemical makeup or whatever. But so much so that I had my doctor at the VA looking up your products in the office because everything on my blood screening had gone down dramatically in a year. And I just love those things work for me. And I just love those products, and they've helped out my health so much with high cholesterol and a little bit of high blood pressure there. So everything's in the green now, and it's because of your stuff there. And I just love it, all of it. The rally.
Well, Steve, you just put a smile on my face. You just put a smile on my face, Steve, because, no, I'm serious, because I mean, look, people have sponsors and products and plugs and everything, but we really have products that will change your life. And I'm speaking from experience, but to know that other people are taking advantage, other people are having a positive experience with the DNA Force Plus, the Vaso-B Complete, the Nascent Iodine X2. I mean, it gives me a thrill because it's like, that's the whole point. It's like shooting a jump shot and it goes in nothing but net. It's like, yes, you know? So Steve, you just brought a smile to my face. God bless you, brother, for supporting us. And it just, I'm so glad that you tried the products, that they worked for you, and the medical reports, thumbs up through the roof. Just God bless you, Steve. Thank you so much for the support.
No problem. And you know what? And I try to, wide range, and that combination is just what works for me, you know, and to have my doctor at the VA looking you guys up and saying, I'm going to be telling other people about this, you know, and she does. I mean, there's other vets in there that have, you know, similar issues. So I hope it helps out a lot of people. Yesterday, you did such an awesome job down there. I tell you what, my heart was beating with so much American pride. I was tuning in here and there on the app throughout the day while I was at work. And, you know, we say it's about 1776. It's more like April 19th, 1775, you know, Concord, Massachusetts. This was a big warning for all Democrats across this country that If you keep on going down this road, it might not turn out so good for you. And every time that these Democrats want to hate you know, Orange Man bad and this, that, and the other thing. You know, they follow everything that he's doing. You know, when Trump came into office, there was a crisis on the southern border. He declared an emergency. What did Northam do? He declared an emergency. Then Trump said the answer to this is we got to put up a big fence. What did Northam do? Put up a fence. Trump, these guys, they can't even help themselves by following Trump's lead, and then they want to talk about him, and they look like idiots the whole time. And it's the same thing with this impeachment crap going on today. They cannot help themselves but lie. And the reason it's getting bad ratings is because America is seeing through it. And that rally against tyranny yesterday was a huge wake-up call for the entire country.
I think the entire world, too, Steve. And, you know, I was thinking about this because I know how the left likes to spin things, but this wasn't people marching for anything other than their God-given rights. And that includes all Americans. So when you see these radical commies from the Bernie Sanders campaign saying, oh, we're going to tear down the streets, we're going to set fire to America, we're going to put them in gulags. Well, for what? Because you don't like their politics? Because you don't like their freedoms? On the other side of the aisle, with Christian conservatives, we're saying, no, we have freedoms. We have rights. We're not threatening you with a violent overthrow. We're not threatening you with riots in the streets. We're saying, we're not dead. And if you come for me, and you come after my rights, well, it's not going to be a fun party. And seeing all the sheriffs out there, and their offices, and even the police that were out there, you could tell they were on the side. They don't want to go door to door to do gun confiscation. They have firearms. They have families too. That was a warning to tyrants around the world. If you try to oppress us in this country, America will stand up by the tens of millions. And guess what? We're armed to the teeth, baby. We're armed to the teeth. And you will not conquer this country without a bloody battle. We will maintain our freedoms. We will maintain our God-given rights, and we will continue to fight for the liberty and justice for all in this country. And yeah, we've come a long way, and we're still a little bit asleep, but we're waking up in that coma, and America and the world saw what happened yesterday in Virginia, and globalists and tyrants worldwide are shaking in their boots. Guaranteed. Thank you for that great call from Steve. Let's go to CJ in Seattle. Fire away, CJ.
Hey, good job. Well spoken right there, Mr. Owen. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Go ahead.
All right, buddy. I just had a financial idea for InfoWars, and then I would like to comment on that Virginia situation. First, financial. How about a game called Conopoly, like Monopoly? You know, you got the Democrat, Republican pieces, you know. Make a board game. Put David Knight on the cover, you know, with a little eyeglass and pocket watch, make it look good. But anyways, it'd be a great financial idea, board game, basically. And about Virginia, you're right, man. A lot of people are tired of this, and the real problem is in D.C., not Virginia. Virginia is just a symbol, you know. I'd say half the government is tyrants, basically, you know, and there's only one way to get rid of them. They're not going to be arrested. They're not going away. The problem is just building up, and yeah, it's going to come to a head.
CJ, are those wind chimes?
Yes, they are. I'm outside. Sorry, I don't smoke in the house.
No. It's all good because it's actually symbolic because that's what yesterday was. Yesterday was America hitting the wind chimes. So it's like, oh, you hear those wind chimes, that means it's windy. Oh, you see tens of thousands of patriots gathered in the streets of Virginia with their firearms. America's awake. So I just found it symbolic, hearing those wind chimes. Plus, I've always liked wind chimes. I grew up with a kid. My mom had a bunch of wind chimes. I had some outside my window. I'd fall asleep to them every night. So it was kind of a soothing thing, too. Thank you for the call, CJ. Let's go to Corinne in Michigan. Go ahead, Corinne.
Well, how are you doing there, Owen? Oh, my God. I've been watching you all weekend long. You're just touching back here on that last call that you had regarding symbology. And you're talking about the wind chimes. my original call was about, you know, the AOK sign and how I see everybody uses it. I mean, Tom Brady, Trump, everybody uses this. Even the deaf use it. It's like the word.
Corinne, let me just take it a step farther, because they claim it's a white power racist symbol. This right here, Steph Curry uses it. Draymond Green uses it. NBA players that are black use it because it means 3-point shot. It has nothing to do with race or anything. I mean, it's a joke. I'm telling you, these people are mentally ill.
Well, how familiar are you with Carl Jung and his archetypes, his collective archetypes? I mean, I know you have some bit of a psychology background, but basically everything revolves out of symbol, and out of the symbol comes the image, and the image can only be invoked by the collective. And so that's what we're seeing here.
Well, and that's why they're trying to demonize symbols of America, like the American flag, the Betsy Ross flag, the eagle.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Segment of the InfoWars War Room. Look at that great crew right there. I'll be honest, I was giving them a bit of a trouble in the break. I don't like to take it easy on them. Sometimes I give them a bit of a hard time, but they do a great job. So, folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com because the crew has to put up with my wild craziness when I'm on the road asking for 100 different things. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to get me an order. And they do a great job keeping the show up to par and the standards I expect. So go to InfoWarsStore.com so that we can continue to support these guys with a paycheck and continue to be on air so that they have a job at all. And remember, X2, 40% off. There it is right there. X2, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You heard the last caller in the last segment, DNA Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Look, it's expensive, but it's because it's one of the most elite supplements in the world. DNA Force Plus only at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I was at the Capitol today. I found the removed Trump protesters. Here's how it went.
Capitol Hill here. And we're trying to figure out what kind of stuff we can do around here right now. Obviously, there's very strict rules. And in fact, Mitch McConnell has made it even harder for media to get any access to the Senate floor today as the impeachment trial is ongoing. So we walk in and we're like, what are we going to do? And then, we find these guys, the impeached Trump group. So let's go find out if they have any idea why Trump should be impeached. And I'll go ahead and school them on the issues. So can you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached?
What is your reason?
Not here to speak, you're just here to stay. Is that because you don't
Leslie.
Know the reason?
Leslie.
He's impeached already.
You don't know the reason, do you?
He's impeached already.
So I'm going to dominate them. Let's dominate them. So here's the truth about Trump's
Leslie.
Impeachment. They're claiming that Trump's impeachment is for Ukrainian quid pro quo. The only problem is Nancy Pelosi, who advanced the articles of impeachment to the Senate, admitted that they started this inquiry before Trump was even president. So how can they impeach Trump for something he did as president?
You're in the way.
You're in the way. So how can you not touch my cameraman, please?
Stop lying.
Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, let's get him going. So here's the 5 minutes of hate. They'll deny the reality that Nancy Pelosi admitted that they started the impeachment process before Trump became president. So how?
It's bullshit.
No, that's... sir, let me talk. Would you like to talk? What is Trump being impeached for? Sir, I will talk to you. I'll explain the truth. Trump is being impeached for what?
Elite article of impeachment.
No, what? What are they bringing forward? Why?
Why?
What was it? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? Can anybody tell me why Trump was impeached? None of you can. Because you... No, that's not true. It was Ukraine. It was the phone call with Ukraine. So they don't even know why. They don't even know why Trump was impeached. It was the phone call with Ukraine. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi admitted they started the impeachment process before the phone call ever happened. So they were... No, sir, explain to me what he's being impeached for.
She did not start it before.
No, she said that on a national televised interview.
I didn't hear that.
Okay, well, maybe you should look into it.
I'll go look at it.
You should, but why should Trump be impeached? What did he do? You're out here protesting. Yeah, this guy again. So there you go. Another impeached Trump crowd that can't say why Trump should be impeached. You can go to every impeached Trump rally in this country, and not one of them can say why Trump should be impeached. Not one of them. And if they were real activists, that had any truth to their movement, they can answer a single question. You guys are all frauds. You've all been deceived. Sir, I can explain things.
I know how
is that, ma'am? But why is he impeached? Why is he impeached, though? So they can't answer. None of them can answer. I'm loud and obnoxious, so I need to just keep my voice down. I've made my point. So let's just go through the line. We've got the whole line here, so I'll just ask each and every one why Trump should be impeached. We got the whole line. So let's see if one of them can answer. So they don't even know why Trump is impeached. So maybe we should ask that. Excuse me. Can any of you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached? Why he was impeached? So this is the impeached Trump movement.
The article of impeachment, and everything is clear.
No, but what? What is it? What happened?
I did.
No, I'm asking you. You're the impeached Trump group. So look, this is the impeached Trump group. They can't answer a single question. This is the big impeached Trump group. They can't answer one question. Can you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached? Can anybody tell me why he was impeached? Anybody? Hey, does anybody know why Trump should be impeached or why he was impeached? Anybody, you guys in the impeached Trump group out here, can anybody answer the question? Anyone? Nobody? I'm trying to find out why was Trump impeached. Does anybody know? Hey, do you guys know why Trump was impeached? Can anybody tell me why they impeached Trump? Does anyone know? Do you guys know why you're out here at all? Do you guys know why you're wearing the shirt? What is Trump guilty of, sir? Sir, can you tell me what Trump was guilty of? No? No, okay. Can you guys tell me what Trump is guilty of? You, sir, can you tell me why Trump should be impeached? Nobody? Nobody? Hey, why should Trump be impeached, sir? Sir, do you know why Trump should be impeached? No? What about you, ma'am? Can you tell me why Trump should be impeached? Do you have any idea what you're doing out here? Why should Trump be removed, ma'am? Why don't you like Trump?
Perfect, that's all I need.
Okay, still nothing?
Welcome, everyone.
Do you guys know why Trump should be removed? Can you guys tell me why Trump should be removed?
Oh, we could.
Can you tell me, please? I'm confused.
24.
You guys know why Trump should be impeached? You guys know? Why do you want Trump arrested?
Why are you by yourself?
I'm not. I have a whole crew with me.
Okay.
You guys know why Trump should be impeached?
28.
Why are you wearing that shirt, man? Do you know what you're doing out here? Do you have any idea?
31.
Do you know what you're doing out here, man?
30.
No?
Sorry. I don't
know. Do you know why Trump should be impeached, man?
34.
I don't know. This is the impeached Trump group. I'm trying to figure out why Trump should be impeached, but they don't know why.
36.
So none of you know?
Yeah, it was 35.
So you seem like a leader. Why should Trump be impeached, man? Do you have any idea why Trump should be impeached? No? Okay. All right. Well, not a single one of them knows. Still looking for answers out here. Here, let's ask these guys. Can you tell me why Trump should be impeached? Do you know why Trump should be impeached? Hey, can you guys tell me why Trump should be impeached? Do you know why Trump should be impeached? All right, I mean, the whole impeached Trump group can't answer a single question. Trying to figure this out, folks. And the funny thing is, they literally don't even know why he was impeached. They literally can't even answer why he was impeached. Wow. Last chance, any reasons? Any reasons, guys? Any reasons? Why should Trump be impeached? Anything? Do you guys know why Trump was impeached? Do you know anything at all?
You raped your wife.
I'm not married.
I'm not.
Why should Trump be impeached? Anybody?
Because he's a liar.
What did he lie about? Why should Trump be removed? You guys don't do your movement much service here. So another fake leftist protest, folks. It's another fake leftist protest. It's another group of protesters that have no idea what they're doing. Think about it, folks. Seriously, like, let's be logical for a second, okay? Let's be logical. If you're out here at a protest, organized, you've coordinated your outfits, you've coordinated the time, you're about to go in, you'd think you would have an idea what you're doing. You think you'd have an idea about why Trump was impeached. They don't even know why. They're out here talking about women, Me Too. They're out here talking about all kinds of stuff. Oh, tell me why. Tell me why. Put your money where your mouth is. Another total fraud. Another total coward and fraud. So that's what you get.
So the impeached Trump group that's out here every day can't say why he should be impeached. They don't know why he was impeached. They have no clue about anything.
But they got catchphrases
and
talking points.
Oh, but they got their outfits coordinated. Yeah. They got their catchphrases and everything. This is embarrassing, ladies and gentlemen. This is embarrassing. Now, again, you'd think at a protest, you'd think, I can explain the reason why I'm here. I can explain why Trump was impeached. I can explain why he should be impeached. They're 0 for all three. They don't know what they're doing here. They don't know why Trump was impeached, and they don't know what he should be impeached for. So what are they, really? This is what we call an AstroTurf protest. It's fake. It's not real. It's fake. It never was real, just like the impeachment scam. So that's what we're doing here, and Mitch McConnell made a big mistake limiting media access to this Senate trial. But Mitch McConnell is from the swamp, so I can't say we're surprised. But there you go. Another impeached Trump group, Ofer. Not a single one of them could answer a single question. Nothing new here. For InfoWars.com, this is Owen Schroyer.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.